Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends, all of the fellow liberty lovers listening all across the globe. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours with no guests so that we have a chance to really cover all the news and take your phone calls. I am outside Chantilly, Virginia. We haven't quite gotten there yet, but I'm in Virginia, just a few hours away. And we are beginning in earnest now our in-depth coverage of one of the most important globalist meetings, well, the most important meeting that we know of. Are there other meetings going on, other events happening inside the global national security crime syndicate? Absolutely. Do the globalists more and more just put out their world government plans openly at Davos and other semi-public forums? Yes, they do. Do they use front men like Bono to go out and collect money to actually carry out eugenics? Yes. But they've tried to keep Bilderberg secret since 1954. That it was given the impromptu name then. It's really been meeting since right at the end of World War II with the top Nazi, Prince Bernhard, and others helping found it. Their goal, a European Union by stealth, an American Union by stealth, an Asian Union by stealth. We're now seeing their plans pretty much come to fruition, but things are collapsing right as they go into high gear. They've gotten much of what they want, but they're not doing it in secret. People are learning that the politicians are just front men and women, just puppets, and people are waking up big time. Tomorrow, we will be broadcasting from basically on the scene, just 24 hours before they start arriving. I'll just leave it at that. We saw a lot of dirty tricks when I covered Bilderberg in person 6 years ago in Canada. I was detained for 15 hours and screamed at. They were going to deport me or send me to prison, they said, until the media showed up. And that was in all the big papers there in Canada. I don't know, in five or six big papers and international news. That's on record. If you missed it, I covered my film Endgame. Then 4 years ago when I covered it here in Virginia at the same conference center, and that's where it's taking place. They've got it booked under the code name Palm Tree Conference. They're hopping mad that we know that. I had two sources. Now I have three. The information we're learning is nothing short of amazing. I'm trying to collate all that while preparing to actually get into the suburb of D.C., Chantilly. So it's all going to be being broken down here live on the radio, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. And then we're also going to have InfoWars Nightly News every night. Extended coverage will be live on that part of the time with also some of the news packages of condensed research and interviews we're going to get. There's going to be a lot of amazing activists and researchers and even a lot of mainstream media. The word is Politico is going to be there, Salon, making jokes about it. But they have to. I mean, the dinosaur media said this stuff didn't exist. The dinosaur media is trying to segue through things like Politico. But they've got to make cheeky jokes about it because, okay, it's real. They're meeting in secret. Okay, it's 130 world leaders, and they don't want you to see their faces. But move along. The kooks are the people that told you it existed that were right. You know, Salon made the joke of hero journalist Alex Jones. Look, I'm no hero, and your joke implies I'm saying I am. I just simply don't want to be a slave. I just want to be free. It's very, very simple. I don't like foreign megabanks signing my government on and my family on to $1,000+ trillion that I don't owe, and then having a corporate prostitute, globalist collaborator, occupational media, the propaganda mouthpiece for the globalist occupation, shovel propaganda at me all day long about how I'm lucky I've got international bankers destroying my freedom. Okay, I haven't even gotten into the big news. I got to say, with all this Bilderberg news, it's even bigger that the mainstream whore media is having to report on what we reported on 6 months ago, and Natural News reported on 6 months ago. Radioactive tuna on your dinner table, hit in California. Bilderberg, the latest drone shootdowns in Texas. It's all coming up.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Tuesday, May 29th, 2012. And in less than 48 hours, Bilderberg 2012 kicks off. I am coming to you from Roanoke, Virginia. We're a few hours outside Washington, D.C., and our destination, Chantilly, right by Dulles International Airport. We are going to be covering the kickoff of Bilderberg. We have never had so many moles inside the system. Jim Tucker has sources that have been proven to be bona fide, incredibly accurate. We have moles very close to Bilderberg. I'll just leave it at that. And then moles even closer. But not to Bilderberg itself, but to this event. I'll just leave it at that. In fact, there's a lot of fake lists floating around out there, some fake press releases floating around out there, supposedly put out by Bilderberg. That is not the case. We've looked into it. Believe me now, find out later. I can't say how I know that. Then we've also got a lot of other information I'll be covering coming up on the show today. But we have got the scoop on what's going on, and it is important. And the globalists, as we reported yesterday at Infowars.com, are very upset that our sources have revealed to us the name of the Palm Tree Conference, the code name of Bilderberg 2012, and that we found out so early where they were meeting this year. They're returning to the scene of the crime in Virginia, where they've come the last two presidential elections. They're now here for their third time at the Chantilly facility. There at the Marriott, Westfield's Marriott in the Lace, as it's known in French, Chantilly. And they are very upset. Last time they had Secret Service, Marines in plain clothes, assigned to State Department diplomatic security. They had FBI. That's what we know of. I mean, obviously, there were other intelligence agencies, contractors, and groups there. But that's what we could confirm. This time, they're hopping mad because they believe there could be as many as 2,000 people coming. Now, we've put a Bilderberg itinerary out, and that is tomorrow, basically, at noon, 1 o'clock, you know, that general time. Yes, it's going to be hot in the middle of the day. Well, actually, tomorrow is Wednesday. I'm getting ahead of myself. I'll be out there some tomorrow off and on. I'll just leave it at that. But then Thursday, the itinerary is high noon. I'll be broadcasting out there from the sidewalk, roasting, right through for a few hours of the show. And then I'll probably go back to the hotel, write some reports, some dispatches to Paul Watson, Kurt Nemo, and others that are writing. Aaron Dykes will probably go file some reports. And then we're going to be back out there from, say, 6 or 7 at night Thursday, right through to dark. And then we're going to do it all again the next day. And it's important to mass our numbers at those times. From about noon to 2, Thursday, that's some of the main arrival time, really noon to 3 or so. And then at night, some arrive as well. And then the next day, protesting on the Friday, at, you know, noon to 2 or so, and then coming back in the evening. And, of course, there'll be protesters there the whole time as well. But these are times to mass so that our real numbers can be seen by the corporatist collaborator, New World Order Media, who's now being forced to cover this. Then we will do it all over again Saturday, and then Sunday, I would be out there from like 8 a.m. until about 1. They'll all be gone by 1. And in St. Moritz last year in Switzerland, a lot of them helicoptered out and left Saturday evening. There were over 600 protesters, local media reported, bearing torches, like something out of a novel where they come to get the villagers come in the evening with the pitchforks and torches to go after Dr. Frankenstein and his creation that is terrorizing the German hills. We're not calling for violence. In fact, that's the opposite of what we want. We want to peacefully force the globalist media to cover this and admit puppets come and go. Obama, Mitt Romney, Bill Clinton, George Bush, they come and go. It's fun to hate them, but in the final equation, they're just front men. And the globalist, as Zbigniew Brzezinski said 2 years ago, and again this year in his new book that came out, he said the elite face the real prospect of being defeated. That is the crony, centralized monopoly men. Because for the first time in history, period, the world is politically awake and staring at the real controllers, the power behind the throne, not the puppet front men. So big things are happening. Now, I'm going to get to Bilderberg. I've got a lot of points here I want to go over in the second hour and get into a USA Today article that is out today. Gifts from government boost Bain and other buyout firms. And it's got the Mr. Mitt Romney there. Now, Bain has given double the money to Obama in this election cycle they've given to Romney. But the point is, this is so obvious. I mean, this is worse than Bush and Kerry being cousins, going to the same fraternity that only has 10 members a year. Or is it 15? I forget. I think it's 10 members. Yeah. 10 people tapped a year. I mean, only a few hundred living, if even that. And their policies are almost identical. The rhetoric's different. And again, if this current Mitt Romney was a real person, I would like him better than Obama. Says he's pro-gun, says he's anti-globalist, says he's against carbon taxes, says he's against abortion. Okay? If I knew that's what you were really for, I could overlook a lot of the hawkish stuff, which is bad enough. Oh, we're going to have the strongest military. You mean for the globalist? So we get the blame and pay the bill? So opium can be produced in Afghanistan, $500 billion a year and all the rest of it. The point is that he would be better than Obama if he actually delivered on anything he said he would. But that's not going to happen. This is the guy that wrote the model that became Obamacare. I mean, I'm sorry, but the public is finally starting to really get it. They're going, well, wait, Bain Capital funds them both. All these big Democrats in New Jersey and New York and Chicago are saying, don't go after Bain. Democrats, don't go after Romney on Bain, because it's the same group of scammers that go in and take over pension funds that have already been looted and then pose as saviors and then get banker bailouts. It's amazing. We shot a bunch of reports on that that are up at Infowars.com right now, so that's all coming up. But here's what we're going to cover first when we come back from break. Tuna. Now, I remember, it's been, I don't know, 14, 15 months since Fukushima. Time just flies. I remember, I guess it was 6 months after. So we're talking 8 months, 9 months ago. It was in alternative media, and it was in Infowars.com, naturalnews.com, being reported on that they were doing radiation tests in as far east as places like Connecticut and Maine and Vermont and finding 15, 25, 30 times the quote, safe levels of cesium and strontium and other things in the milk. That's where it bioaccumulates because the cows are eating the grass. So it bioaccumulates. Just like it bioaccumulates in big fish that eat smaller fish right through the food chain, like bluefin tuna, yellowfin tuna, and things like that. And we saw the University at Berkeley did their scientific tests. Their chemistry department has an official Department of Energy radiation monitoring. The water, the tap water in Berkeley had many times the level of safe radiation. One test was 12, one was 20-something. Look this up. And this was coming in all over the country. So I said alternative media. Alternative media nationally and internationally was covering it. It was in local papers, and it was in local press releases by universities and things. And the government said, don't worry, the EPA is going to raise the level, and so is the FDA, of what they say is safe in food and water. So both agencies, we made a big deal out of this because it's a big deal. I mean, I got children that live here in the Northern Hemisphere. We have double the radiation just from all the nuclear testing by the Russians, the Chinese, and the U.S., in the Northern Hemisphere than we did pre-1940s. Look that up. It was over double. Now it's close to triple just since Fukushima. And the trade winds and the jet stream all blow over here. And so 8 months ago, that started to break. We were fear-mongers, of course, the establishment media said, but just because we had scientists on who had actually gone to Japan and were testing it and also gone to the West Coast. Because, again, those winds, both the trade winds near the ground and the jet stream up above, goes right over. In fact, it dumps in pan, and then the next place it comes down is between New Mexico and Louisiana. New Mexico, Texas, Louisiana is where that particular coil of the jet stream comes right in. I mean, it's dumping some on the West Coast and Nevada, Arizona, but I mean, it's really lavishing me where I live. Just lavishing us with hot particles, plutonium that gets attached to small particuli, even though it's a heavy isotope, it's going up there. You get one of those in your lung, bye-bye, Blackbird. You know, you're going to die in 20 years. You're going to die early. But hey, they're going to make money off of it, so what's the big deal? 9 out of 10 reactors are leaking. So then about 6 months ago, the reports come in. 8 months ago, 9 months ago, we first start getting reports of radiation, really being heavy. The media says it's fine, everything's great. The dinosaur delusional Decepticon media just thinks if they say it's fine, it's fine. Then about 6 months ago, the airline pilots start complaining their hair's falling out that fly out of Alaska, because guess where the winds, there's a particular stream of winds that are more trade winds down low. Guess where they hit first? If you look at the map, there's Japan. It's really pretty close to Alaska sticking up. The first water in the streams, in the tides, in the swirling motion of the ocean, in the direction that the oceans goes, it'll pop in my head in a minute, the standard term, everybody knows it out there listening. Well, no, I know what a whirlpool is. No, I mean, what's it called? Just like the winds go from east to west. Not a vortex. It's all right. When we come back, I'll have it. The point is, it's just like there's patterns in wind, there's patterns in water. It's all gone up to Alaska. And the seals are dying, the people's hair is falling out, and the government just says everything's fine. We say radiation's good for you.
Strange days have found us.
Oh, yes, strange days have certainly found us. Strange days have tracked us down. They've come to destroy us. Say what you want about Mr. Morrison, but he was an amazing poet, and he knew it. Hard to believe he died at 28, isn't it? Yep, drugs killed, including that heroin that our troops are forced to grow in Afghanistan and ship into the U.S., but oh, it's not patriotic to mention that. Just stick a Chinese-made flag from China on your car and say you're patriotic. And I'm not knocking people that do that, but I mean, come on. Let's defend the actual Bill of Rights and Constitution that flag symbolizes. That's why we revere it. It represents the 13 colonies, represents the deep blue sky. It represents liberty and freedom. And we have now become the opposite of that in so many respects. We still have all this freedom and liberty in our past there, but running parallel is the globalist empire built on American ingenuity and energy, and I'm tired of it. I want to put a shout out before I get back into the news to just all of the incredible people that I talk to or that I have contact with in the media, you name it, that listen to this show. I am not worthy, as they say in Wayne's World. We're not worthy. We're not worthy. I mean, so many people get a little bit of media power, and it goes to their heads, and they just get crazy and arrogant. With me, it is the opposite. I understand this responsibility. But I want to give a little shout-out to that particular person there in Florida in their little jungle compound listening to the show right now. Those were some nice words that I was able to read, and thank you for all you do. Certainly back at you what you said. The other thing you said, absolutely back at you. Back at you. but think about this. The listeners, the activists that tune into to InfoWars, all of us, we are the people that are awake. We're the people that understand what's going on. We're the people that are informed. And I've come to the full conclusion the elite are insane. They're in control to a great extent. They're trying to get full control of the world out of their fear and out of their will to power. But who they need to get control of is themselves. The globalists want to control our every move and dumb us down so we're more manageable. But it just hits me more and more, an epiphany every 5 minutes, that the elite are out of control and insane. So it's true that they're not in control and that they're a bunch of crazies and that there's a lot of bureaucratic screw-ups. But they've got the money, the power, the endless social engineering systems, and they've just got their own inertia, like a giant cruise ship. You've already turned the engine off, but it's going to keep gliding a while, running over us, or a big edifice collapsing on us. Okay, it's collapsing, but we're under it. So they are organizing things, but it's easy for them to organize things because all they do is screw things up. So it's a mix of things, but to realize that we're it. In the new media, in the alternative media, the true diversity of ideas, the discussions, that system that's growing through the internet, the old guard coming in trying to curtail that and shut it down, that's not going to work. We're going into incredible times. Anybody that says they're bored or, oh, life is just boring, and what are they thinking? The universe of ideas and information and developments and the crazy stuff going on and the beautiful things happening and the ugly things happening and the amazing things happening and the scientific discoveries. And now they're saying the zombie man in South Beach on the new South Beach diet. Sorry to say that, but that's what the joke's going around. It's terrible. I didn't make it up. Was on bath salts now and had a chemical imbalance with another naked guy. And all I said is the footage doesn't show what they say it does. We should question it. And they're like, don't question the system. Just believe whatever they say. Like the cop shooting the guy in the back at the train station when he's on the ground in handcuffs. And then later saying he wasn't in handcuffs and it attacked him. And they confiscate all the citizens' cameras. But one person's hiding in a train before it pulls out and gets it. People are like, don't say the cop really shot him on purpose. You're an anti-cop liar. No, when I've been lied to millions of times. I mean, literally. There's thousands of governments in this country, tens of thousands worldwide. They're all constantly lying. That's millions of lies. I stop believing liars. Even when they're telling the truth, because you don't know they're telling the truth. And that's why societies fall, is because the trust is lost. And the system thinks they're going to use a police state. By the way, we found the term. It's ocean currents carrying the blue tuna filled with radiation to your lunch tables. We're going to be covering that when we come back. Then Bilderberg, drone shot down in Texas, video at InfoWars.com. The final countdown to Bilderberg 2012. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The InfoWars Command Center is en route and about to touch down. The Patriots are now orbiting the enemy command center and are preparing to set down and expose these criminal roaches, these international money changers. It's T-minus 24 hours until we're in. And you're going to see 4 days of continual coverage at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, I've already done the customary 30-minute rant. I want to open the phones up for any subjects you want to discuss after I get into some of this news here. But the toll-free number to join us on this Tuesday edition is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. And I'm here in a hotel room in Roanoke, Virginia, and my producer, I on the road producer, Richard Reeves, I told him, you've got to go take a nap. You keep staying up till 2-3 in the morning getting everything ready. We didn't get in until about 2 o'clock last night. You got to go take a nap because I can operate without sleep. You can't drive the big, giant 45-foot jalopy bus. I love that bus. It's like 12 years old, but it's awesome. It's as big as they get, too. I said, you got to get some sleep here, pal. I know he's listening right now on the bus, and I'm telling you, you'd never do what I tell you to do. Okay, you get some rest there, pal. Or I'll drive. I know I drive sometimes, but... he's formerly a professional driver. It's better than when I'm driving that thing. Cause when we get into a highway situation, there's an 18-wheeler right there and they're doing construction. and they've got those highway.
Let me tell you, that is threading the needle. It's not like landing on an aircraft carrier at night or anything. Not that humans will be doing that soon. It's all going to be drones, as we're taken out of the equation. That's coming up later, some technology news. The third Industrial Revolution 14-page special report out of The Economist, the same globalist publication that tells us we're lucky to have the oligarch bankers that created the derivatives fraud taking over Europe. They're called technocrats now.
But this is all about nanotech and how it's starting with the 3D printers. So we're going to be breaking that down. That was a report a few months ago. A scientific report came out. Infowars.com reported on it. So did National News. That most people are now, when they're doing autopsies, they're finding nanotech in the brain. It's in a lot of processed foods manufacturing, little machines, and it's going right through the blood-brain barrier and is hurting you even worse than aluminum cans or even worse than fluoride. And see, that's why the globalists don't think it matters soon. I mean, they have a death lust or something. Oh, radiation's good. Oh, 9 out of 10 reactors are leaking one way or the other. We're not going to even fix the old ones having their walls eaten by radiation. We're going to keep the old 40-year design. Oh, we're going to build more of the old design. Yeah, meltdowns are good now. Remember when Mombiot, the big globalist, came out in The Guardian and said, I like radiation now. I think Fukushima makes me like it. That was the headline. Well, I want more. And they all giggled and said, population, bye-bye, bye-bye fertility, bye-bye. It's like that guy on the McLaughlin Report, bye-bye. People think I interrupt on the show. That guy's the king of interrupting. What do you think about this? Well, I think, oh, that's good. Let's go to the next person. By the way, it's a meme by trolls to say I interrupt. What I do is I interject in a ham-fisted way. I'm not good at it because I get so excited about it. It's not that I even want to dominate conversation. I just get excited about the topics. That's why the show's popular. The information's important, but I'm also excited. I've analyzed that. But you watch Fox News or CNN, they're interrupting on those shows about every 30 seconds. My guest, I've timed it, on average, talk about 3 minutes. But again, you can't argue with success. Point is, I'm going to interrupt it even more if I want to, especially when somebody gets off the reservation and gets off a topic. But getting back to nanotech, we warned you about nanotech, polluting things, just all different sorts of it, in the packaging of your food, in the TV dinners, in products you're using. It's going through your skin. It's going into everything. All the neurological disorders, cancer, you know the drill. It's all going what? Straight up on the graph. It's not going like that, like it's been for 50, 60 years. Now it's going straight up like a Saturn rocket, like Dragon X, the new corporate private technology. See, they use our tax money to build the corporatist system. 90% of space flight, roughly, has been secret anyway since the beginning. Now they just get rid of the old tinker toy and say, you don't worry about manned space flight anymore. It's all going to be drones, and it's national security, so you don't worry. Now just sit down, pay your taxes, and shut up, carbon-based life form. Shut up, slave. Shut up, human resource. See how it's hidden in plain view. Shut up. Give us your money and energy. We're the social engineers. You watch American Idol. Well, this broadcast is all about, you know what? I want to be in control of my destiny. I want to have a say. I know what you're doing technologically. And you elites are digging your own grave. Oh, we're not coming to get you. You're destroying yourselves. You're breathing the radiation. You're eating the nanotech. Your kids, I've looked it up, are getting hurt by this stuff. You guys all just think if you have bravado and say you're in control and this advanced singularity's coming that'll clean it all up, like Kurzweil and others say, uh-uh. You're probably going to end up destroying us with the Hadron Black Hole Creator, the Strangelet Creator, with all your weapon systems, with all the crap you're doing, because you're all competing with each other and acting like you're tough and smart. I've been around a lot of these elitists now, billionaires, you name it. And let me tell you something. They came along at the right place at the right time to get in the right group to create a stock offering or a ripoff or a scam or a government contract. And they're not even that smart. You think it's smart, you know how to set up systems to dumb people down and screw them over? No, that's not smart, because if you were really smart, you'd know that when you knock down all the laws, you're not protected either. And what comes around does go around. And you cannot get out of what you've done. The New World Order always wants to control everything. But you can't control yourselves. You got all this godlike technology, but you're still a man, you're still a woman. And a lot of you are already figuring this out. I'm seeing a shift in the power structure at a lot of levels. Where they're going, whoa, whoa, yeah, this It doesn't matter, though. More competitive ones who are delusional and have delusions of grandeur, they're seizing all these levers and going, no, I will use the power. Mine! I will be the leader. I will control it. This is what we're seeing happen. And I'm telling you, we're headed for destruction. I just told you about nanotech. Years from now, you're going to hear about the nanotech. And they're going to go, oh, it's Alzheimer's. Oh, it's mad cow. Oh, it's a prion. All this bull. Here's CBS, Christian Science Monitor, you name it. And we told you about this 6 months ago. We first told you about SEALs 8 months ago. The SEALs, because again, the currents and the Coriolis effect of the jet stream and the other trade winds coming over, the first place it hits is much closer distance and they're much faster currents. We had experts on. We looked at the maps. You can go pull these up. They've got wave monitors, buoys, everything. Within 2 months of Fukushima, all that stuff that went out to sea, the explosions, the hundreds of thousands, it's 400-something thousand rods shot out into the water and other areas, shot up to 2 miles, New York Times reported 2 months after we did, just pointing out we know what we're talking about. All of that is out there. People say, well, the rods sink to the bottom. Well, the plutonium reactor that melted down partially, that's a heavy isotope. It gets on spider webs. It gets on feathers. It gets on insects. You know, you can go up in an airplane and fly around at 20,000 feet, 30,000 feet, 40,000 feet in the jet stream, and they do this with big scoops on the front of planes and jets, and they scoop up sometimes 100-year-old, 200-year-old spiders, roaches, ladybugs. There's pieces of trash and garbage all floating around. That stuff gets shot up in the atmosphere. You ever seen a plastic bag floating around? You watch it go up thousands of feet and disappear? That stuff is all basted in scores of radioactive isotopes and coming over here. And enough of it hit the grasslands that now for more than 8 months, they've been reporting massive increases in radiation in the milk across the country, including the East Coast, not just West Coast, in northern Mexico and Canada and Alaska. But Alaska got hit first. So the SEALs, this is in the local news there. It's in the Anchorage Daily Papers. It's in there. The SEALs are dying. Their hair's falling out. Their teeth are falling out. They're miscarrying. And the people living there are starting to report this. And the fishermen are reporting the fish are deformed. And the airline pilots that fly back and forth in this stuff all day to Japan, gee, what do you think they've been flying through? It's still melting down, still smoking over there. All that sea debris starting to hit the California coast that was all basted in it. And the answer is, hey, radiation's good for you. Shut up, conspiracy theory. But I'm like, but I was proven right again. I mean, I wasn't. I had scientists from Japan, the U.S., I had the EU, one of their top advisors, Dr. Busby, on about this. They measured the isotopes. That means full meltdown. We have all the signatures. We know what happened. We should warn people to have local testing every week. This would be a role for God or for corporate groups that would want to certify it, and then their certification costs money to the test. That stuff would all sell. The free market would pay for itself. My wife was in Europe in 1986, and Central Europe, Western Europe, Northern Europe, Russia, Ukraine, Chernobyl. And she remembers, where did she say she was? She was in Italy at the time because her dad was a diplomat. She was there from the time she was 7 to 20. She also went to college over there. And she remembers for 6 months at least, everything was from the U.S. or was from Japan or was from other areas. Everything was no more lettuce, no more fresh stuff. It was all frozen. They had to get powdered milk from the United States for 6 months because peas, vegetables, things that grow on the surface, when stuff's raining down on it, bioaccumulate. And a lot of the cows had to be slaughtered, had to be gotten rid of, got fed as animal feed, dog food and things. She vaguely remembers that. You can look it up. Happened in 86 for at least 6 months. No one was allowed to eat that stuff, especially the children. We get hit by something many times bigger, just like, hey, we just rate. Look up FDA, EPA. First it was EPA, then FDA followed suit. Raise levels of what they say is safe radiation. Raise minimum level of safe radiation. And you'll just see big, long list of all these isotopes, page after page, more than 50 of them. Oh, this is 25 times safer now. This is 100 times. This is 1,000 times. Some are 1,000 times, they say. And I know I've harped on this and harped on this. And I guess I use a cell phone, even though I know it's giving me brain cancer. They know with mammals, the globalists have said this, once you get used to doing something, whether it's smoking or whatever it is, or dangerous sexual practices, whatever it is, you get accustomed and you just think it's safe. We're confident. We think we're bulletproof. We're aggressive, smart creatures. But we use cell phones. I told my wife at the time, I said, they're not going to say this is a big deal. I may need to send you guys to the Southern Hemisphere. But I love fighting the New World Order. I love fighting the globalists. I love my children being around. And I've got this huge operation. A lot of it's ego, I guess. I should be in the Southern Hemisphere right now. My children are being radiated. And they may get hot particles. And, you know, they'll be 25, 30 years old. And I will sit there and know that, you know, if we even make it that far, that they got a hot particle and it's my fault. Or that I didn't keep them away from GMO enough. I mean, I'm scum. That's why I don't want to hear you calling and tell me how great I am. You guys can just text message me now that I think about it. The callers to my phone. I can hear it buzzing over there. So just send me those and I'll have those coming up. So here it is out of the Christian Science Monitor. It's everywhere else. Just type in radioactive tuna. Radioactive tuna travels from Japan to U.S. faster than wind. And it just goes on there. But again, it took this stuff roughly three times longer. Go look at the buoy numbers. You can just type Pacific buoy current maps. It'll tell you how tall the waves are right now, down to a square mile. It will tell you, these are amazing government and corporate buoy systems and satellite systems. They will tell you how fast the water in that current's moving. And those swirls, that whirlpool, it even has a name, a particular whirlpool, driven by the winds, goes right up, right across Fukushima, right up into Alaska. So it's just getting the main serving. You like that? Enjoy that a little bit. And then there's all this other currents just now starting to get to us. And you know what? Parents are taking their kids in Hawaii right now who also got hit by some of the radiation because some of that stuff comes back down, feeding them stuff. They're going in San Diego. They're going in L.A. But that stuff's flowing all over the country. In fact, you know, I eat fish sometimes when I go out to eat, and my wife will say, where is this fish from? Is this Pacific? And they'll go, no, it's Atlantic. Or they'll get mad at her for asking, and then they'll say, it's farm-raised, like most fish is. We had a guy do that. And I almost wanted to leave the restaurant a few weeks ago. I took her out. We got a babysitter. My parents took her to a decent restaurant. And I said, yeah, let's be healthy. Let's get fish. And we're like, where does this fish come from? It's farm-raised. You were here 3 months ago and asked that question, and the guy remembered her. And my wife kind of wrote him a note at the end instead of saying something. It's like, okay, we're sorry that we wanted to ask, you know, can we have an Atlantic fish? It's farm raised. And we said it politely. See, it's bad to not want to be poisoned. It's bad to be worried about real environmental issues. You're just supposed to think Al Gore's your savior and Bono and cut off the third world's energy supplies and, you know, take a bunch of mercury shots and lower your standard of living for the globalists so they can control you. But don't worry about GMO, radiation, all of this. And you read the article, they just say everything's wonderful. Low levels of radiation from the tsunami-damaged Fukushima power plant have turned up in bluefin tuna off California coast. That's because universities are testing them, but they're like the same story. It's in your milk, it's in your lettuce and spinach, but listen, and carrots, but listen. It's low. And you know why they can say low? Because they now say it's low to have a couple hundred times. Low levels of nuclear radiation from the tsunami-damaged Fukushima power plant have turned up in bluefin tuna on California coast, suggesting that these fish carried radioactive compounds across the Pacific Ocean faster than winter water can. Bull, wrong again. Deborah Zaporoninko. This is actually a Reuters article at Christian Science Monitor. If you knew, 3 months ago, a couple months ago, the current started getting the junk and everything from Fukushima and the tsunami started hitting California and the Baja, south of there. You'd know that within 3 months, it took 8-9 months for it to fully get over here, but within 3 months it was hitting Alaska. You'd know about the reports. So it's just every line is disinfo, mainly through ignorance. It's like planet idiocracy. Mike Judge is right. And by the way, Mike, show's awesome. I'm glad you're a listener. I'm going to start pestering him until he comes on the show. Continuing here. Low levels of nuclear radiation. Oh, it's low because they say it is. You know, used to, 20 shots of Jack Daniels was a lot, but we now call it low, so it is low. Used to being shot was seriously wounded, but now we just say it's a flesh wound. It's merely a flesh wound. Low levels of nuclear radiation from the tsunami-damaged Fukushima power plant have turned up in bluefin tuna off the California coast, suggesting that these fish carried radioactive compounds across the Pacific Ocean faster than wind or water. The jet stream gets here in a couple days. It can go 200 miles an hour sometimes. That's why if you've got it on your tail, you can get places a lot earlier. Wow, the wind travels a lot faster than the tuna, Pally Wally. Continuing, and the water can go faster than the tuna overall. Yeah, I say tuna can swim like 60 miles an hour, but they don't do that continually. Small amounts of cesium-137 and cesium-134 were detected in the 15 tuna caught near San Diego in August of 2011. They're now just telling us about this, and it just goes over all that. Now, when we come back, I'm going to shift gears out of this and into some big news. It's video and exclusive to Infowars.com, red-linked. Drones, plural, shot down over Texas. Watch the video. Help us make it go viral. It's a political statement at Infowars.com. Stay with us. I mean, what does it say about the global controllers that they've got all these old, rotting 35, 40-year-old reactors leaking? Now it's like, oh, the reactor's leaking in Illinois, it's leaking in Indiana, it's leaking in Texas, it's leaking in Florida, it's leaking on the East Coast, oh, it's leaking in Canada. Yeah, we dumped some radioactive steam out and dumped it in the water. We're not going to put the alarms on anymore. Yeah, the plant by San Diego's leaking. No big deal. It's kind of like, yeah, you know, radiation's not all bad anymore. Like DU and the troops wouldn't let them use it till 2000. I mean, until 1990. Now they just say it's nutritious. Now, speaking of tyranny, there's a video up at Infowars.com. And the headline, if you go to the site, is drones shot down over Texas. And guess who did the shooting down? Well, high school friends of mine, the Steiner brothers, Sid and Tommy Shane Steiner, and we actually are already procuring some more expensive drones. We had to line up some sponsorship to do this, but that's coming up next. These are consumer grade, but police are even getting $1,000 units and surveilling people. And the full video, drone shot down over Texas, is there, following columnist Charles Krauthammer's observation that the first person to shoot down a surveillance drone on U.S. soil will be a folk hero. Gun enthusiasts in Texas have done precisely that as a protest against the use of spy drones of the American people. And as a side issue, the trolls are having a field day with this. We say on the video, we shot around the drones because we didn't want to blow up, you know, a $300 and another $200 drone. One of them had a camera in it. That's the footage you see from the drone as it's being shot down. We didn't want to just shoot it right away. So we say, all right, shoot around it. And they're like, look, they shot at it 10 times before they hit it. These people are idiots. Okay, hey, we're a terrible shot. Okay, but we're not, actually. You notice I shoot at the Tannerite once, it hits it, it doesn't blow up at 200 yards. I shoot it again, it blows up a second time. I mean, I'm not the best shot in the world, but back when I shot every week or so, I could shoot at 200 yards through the same hole with a 308 over and over and over and over again. And one reason I want to start doing this gun show routinely is to get back into guns myself. I mean, I grabbed a 30-odd six out of my gun case I hadn't shot in about 6 years. 6, 7 years since I shot a deer at 600 yards off my uncle's porch in Fredericksburg. He was there when I did it. Shot him right in the chest. Again, that's not some Marine Corps sniper shot, but I hadn't shot that rifle, got it out of there. Shane hadn't even shot the .22-250. We're sighting these in as we do it. You know, we go out there, we've got a few hours. He was called Shane in high school. His full name's Tommy Shane Steiner. So I always call him Shane. And people are like, well, is he Tommy or is he Shane? Tommy Shane Steiner. By the way, in his own right, was a top-of-the-charts country music singer until he retired at a young age. And then his brother is the world champion calf roper, also was a bull rider. Sid, great guys. Matt of gunfighterclinic.com is a great gun instructor and gunsmith. And if you're in Central Texas, want to take classes from him, he's a great guy. Gunfightersclinic.com. But side issue, the video is up on Infowars.com right now, and I want to ask everybody to go get the article, Drones Shot Down Over Texas, Surveillance Drones Blasted Out of the Sky in Protest Against Fourth Amendment Intrusion. And we're saying this draws attention to it to politically shoot them down. I'm not saying you should shoot down the real drones, but by the way, there has been a drone shot down. The animal rights activists were saying it's wrong to hunt birds, you know, quail and stuff. What idiots. And there's nothing better than going out and shooting some quail or dove and carrying the plastic bag with you with the marination sauce in it, ripping their little breast out after you've shot them, throwing it in the bag. It marinates. When you get back, cook some asparagus. You know, while that's cooking on the grill, bam, throw those down on the grill, bam. And then and a while back, before I stopped, a little shot of wild turkey with it. I mean, I got to tell you. The video is up on Infowars.com. Get it out. Globalists aren't going to like this.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to win the fight against the globalists by making freedom popular, cool, sexy, powerful. That's what it is. The gun culture is defeating the New World Order. We beat them on one front. We beat them everywhere. We beat them on land rights and property rights. We beat them on parental rights. We beat them. And we're having victories every time we get involved and fight back. I'm going to go to your calls coming up in the next segment, 800-259-9231. There's so many serious issues to cover, but you know, I've done two episodes of Brothers in Arms for PrisonPlanet.tv because I understand that it is important, very important, extremely important, to demonstrate the Second Amendment and to have some fun doing it. And that's exactly what we do. So many so-called liberals that thought that guns came out of their cases at night and went around hurting children are now going out and shooting guns, getting into it. The feeling of security. You know, you don't have a gun in your house because you're a coward or you're fearful. You have it because you're in control. You have it because you're not laying down. It's a really good feeling to just know there's a firearm there if you need to use it. It's a good feeling that once you get your children trained on safety and with firearms, to know that when they grow up, they're going to be able to defend themselves, especially daughters. I got my son into it earlier. I'm just now getting my, she's eight now. Man, they get big fast into guns. She's a great shot. We did a lot of the BB gun stuff. It's the perfect way to train them first. But it's just fantastic what's happening with the Second Amendment. Also with abortion. Most polls show over 70% are against it. Just 38 years ago with Roe v. Wade, the majority were for it. And we reverse that. We are winning on the Second Amendment front. Doesn't mean they're not going to try to just ban things by executive fiat like the ATF tried last year with most shotguns, saying if you could load a clip in the bottom, they were going to ban it. No law, they just did it. But as the tyrants get desperate and realize that we're like in an arm wrestling match, we're starting to push them back and they can feel we've got the momentum, they're going to start cheating. We're going to call them on that. I mean, really, it just takes getting involved in the fight. But I want to ask listeners again. Drones shot down over Texas, surveillance drones blasted out of the sky in protest against Fourth Amendment intrusion. Really proud of this little 8-minute video. And some of the gun shows will be an hour long, some will be 10 minutes, some will be 30 minutes. Again, because it's the internet, that's the new television. I mean, we have more viewers on a few of our YouTube channels than most big shows on TV that have, you know, $1 million episode budgets. The difference is we don't make all that money like they do, but we're in the process of destroying that old system. To where it will be a total free-for-all. And that's where we'll win, is on that level playing field. When you're talking about total information anarchy, total bedlam, total Tarzan of the Apes, and that's where we're going to dominate. In a Tarzan of the Apes world, information-wise, we're going to win. We're going to win. And so we are already discredited the enemy citadels. We're now blowing them to pieces. They're involved in counterattacks. That's good. They're getting more wild. They're squealing battle roars and, you know, we're going to grope your children. Ha, ha, ha. We're going to put lithium in the water. That'll make you submit. But their own operatives are drinking it as well. They've got the weak people working for them. So the soft kill they use on us really hurts them. And those of us that were already stronger, it's hurting us, but it doesn't matter. In a way, the soft kill that's meant to keep us under control is actually making it where their minions just don't have what it takes. That's why they're putting most of their minions on steroids and other drugs now in an attempt to get them souped back up to go around and have some energy. But it doesn't matter. They're badly coordinated. And by engaging them, we're going to sap their strength. Because we're organic and we just keep coming like waves. Bam, 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 bam. We get stronger, they get weaker. So just absolutely know that you got a hold of their arm like Beowulf's Grendel's arm. And it's like, look, you're not going anywhere, pal. I'm going to rip your arm out of the socket. I'm going to take it around this pole here, around this column, and I'm going to use leverage. There's not a question. We're going to tear your arm out of the socket, figuratively. And you just grunt and rip the arm out of the socket.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here. I come back Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. and we have InfoWars Nightly News. And this week, we're going to have anchoring. I make a mistake of trying to eat a late breakfast during the break and then get something down the wrong way. Look out. I am here in Virginia, and we are broadcasting worldwide, and we have almost gotten to Chantilly, where the Bilderbergs are going to be meeting this year. There's finally mainstream media coverage of it, thanks to our listeners getting the word out, also Drudge Report the last 4 years covering it. We have a lot of breaking news on that front coming up. It's at InfoWars.com. Also, we have the huge news going on right now. And that is radioactive tuna the feds didn't tell us about that's been arriving in the U.S. Pacific Northwest since last year, since August of last year in San Diego. And it is also bringing in other radioactive fish in the entire Pacific Northwest. But they say, hey, it's not a big deal. The amount of radioactive cesium in the fish is not thought, to be damaging to people if consumed, because the FDA and EPA last year raised the levels, in some cases, over 1,000 times what they say is safe. Just absolutely off the charts. We're going to be getting into that. Also, it's a big media issue, Bain Capital, and the fact that it's financing Obama and Mitt Romney. We're going to be going over that report. We also have the latest on the person. Now we're told bath salts caused the man to turn into basically a zombie and start eating the other person's face off. The whole story sounds very, very weird. First it's cocaine, then it's LSD, now it's bath salts. The video I see from the police first arrive, one cop, you don't see him shoot him. They admit in the news, yes, that's the original video. People thought when I showed it over the weekend, in a on-the-road video feed we did and posted at InfoWars.com, that we were showing after the police had arrived. No, they admit that is the full footage. And there's two guys laying there. No one's moving. And supposedly this guy is eating the guy's face and refused to stop and growled. So the cop shoots him. But I'm watching the full footage. You can't see the full cop. You can only see the feet of all of them. And the guy's not moving. So something's going on here, and that's all I'm saying. And I guess that's it. They got to ban all the bath salts that are sold in stores because it'll make you go lay on the side of the road naked and eat somebody's face. And again, I'm not saying it couldn't be true. I'm just questioning a system known to lie. And if that's bad, I understand I'm evil. So we've got that report as well coming up. I've got a lot of other points I want to go over after we take a whole passel of your calls. After we take a ton of phone calls, we're going to get into all of that. No guests today because I want to be able to take your calls tomorrow. I'll be on the ground doing the show from right there in the hotel where Bilderberg will start arriving the day after that. And I'll also be out on the streets some as well. But we're going to have a lot of people to interview that are going to be there, like Jim Tucker. Charlie Skelton of The Guardian is going to be on the ground there, and so many others. I want to thank all of you that have heard the call to come out to Bilderberg 2012. This is a big deal. They've increased security. They're very, very upset. We have moles up one side and down the other. They are definitely fit to be tied right now. Lastly, before I go back to your calls, we shot a video last Monday and rushed to finish it before we left Saturday. And the video was uploaded this morning and is now going mega viral. Drones shot down over Texas. Surveillance drones blasted out of the sky in protest against Fourth Amendment intrusion. And we have some fun with them with some dragon's breath at about 200 feet. And I shot dragon's breath about 15 years ago, and it was much more powerful. I guess somebody must have got onto them or something, or I got a bad batch or a knockoff. But we bought, I don't know, like 60 shells of it. And some of them were halfway powerful. Others were like duds and would barely even shoot out of the shotgun because we wanted to toy with the drones first. So we, you know, shoot some dragon's breath at the helicopter, and one of us had hit it with 223. I'm like, all right, go ahead and shoot it with 223. So we shoot it. It goes through the blades, blows one blade off. There's two sets of blades, knocks, shoots right through one blade, and then it slowed down enough to just break the other blade, you know, when it went through. So it starts falling, and then the dragon's breath hits it feet and makes it flip over. Pretty dramatic footage. And that's just the helicopter. Now, you know those helicopters they use in Hollywood movie sets? They cost about $10,000, and that's stripped down. Police departments are getting them. They're about three or four times the size of the helicopter we shot down. They're about one-tenth the scale of a real helicopter. We've got a listener who is willing, perhaps with sponsorship, or maybe let us, if we pay a little bit, blow up one of his old ones, but with live cameras on it. Perhaps we'll have it up in the air while we shoot other drones down. It's going to be amazing. You watch. A bunch of other people are going to do this better than we did now. There's a new race, I'm sure, but we're the first to shoot down our own drones in a protest. And that video is at Infowars.com. You can also find it right there on our Twitter at RealAlexJones, twitter.com/RealAlexJones. Then we also blow up some little ground vehicles with Tannerite on board. And it is a lot of fun. Drones shot down over Texas at Infowars.com. Please get this out to everybody because it's also got a pro Fourth Amendment, anti Big Brother message. These drones are totally illegal to be doing what they're doing. We have the legal experts in there breaking that down. It's at Infowars.com right now. Okay, without further ado, let's go ahead and go to some of your phone calls. We're going to be going to Heather, Chris, Janet, Dr. Jones in Mexico, and Dan and others. Let's talk to Heather in Virginia, where I'm at right now, Heather. Thanks for calling in today.
How you doing today, Alex?
I am doing good. I got a little bit of breakfast finally, so I'm kind of, my headache's gone. 4 hours sleep, three nights in a row, but I'm feeling good.
Well, I just wanted to call in and tell you that we are awake in Virginia. And I also wanted to ask you that on your way back home from Bilderberg, which I plan on being there as well, are you planning on doing any speeches on the way back home?
You know, I was thinking about doing it on an affiliate that we've had called Truth Radio. What is it? WBCR that we've had for 12, 13 years in Knoxville. But I just had so much going on back at the office. We're hiring new people. I've got the reporter contest going. I've just got way too many commitments. The problem is you commit to stuff. Deadlines and commitments, as Willie Nelson says, in Against the Wind, to where you just have no life. And so I will do an East Coast speaking tour in the future. I'm planning to do one in July, but I haven't started to set that up yet. So it may be August now to go out west and speak at four or five of our affiliates. There's a lot of legwork, but no, I'm sorry, I won't be speaking anywhere.
Well, I can't wait for you to do your East Coast tour because I will definitely be there with along other Info Warriors. I had a statement with to you. I'm really trying hard here in my county to get the fluoride out of the water. I've written the state congressman, Marcus Griffith, and delegate of the state about the water, and I keep getting these dumbed-down answers through email or through the regular mail.
No, they play dumb. They act like you don't know what they're talking about. It's like Bilderberg, rural government, banker, what? Drone? What drone? A black helicopter? What? Military checkpoint? What checkpoint? The one down the street. Oh, that one. Remember what the guy did with Ventura in the banned FEMA special that they banned off True TV because Homeland Security threatened him. He goes, here's your bill. And he goes, what bill? And he kept acting dumb. You mean the one space aliens are in? He goes, no, this bill for FEMA camps. Oh, that bill. I'm sorry, ma'am. Go ahead.
No, it's exactly what you're saying. I write them every week, and I get a letter back, you know, the following week, or an email back telling me, you know, this, take it to this person or that person. They're always shooting me to each other instead of...
I would put them on notice that, you know, the so-called fluoride they put in the water is causing a sevenfold increase in bone cancer. Attach a mainstream article with that. Just type in fluoride bone cancer, print an article off. Say, these are exhibits. Send it registered mail and say, the American Dental Association says it shouldn't be given to people under six. Add that article and add the fact that the EPA under lawsuits said, okay, cut it from 1.2 parts to 0.7 parts per million. And I guarantee you they're still doing the 1.2, and say cease and desist. And then, even using their own admissions, then file pro se lawsuit against the health department head personally and against the stinking criminal mayor. That will get the scum's attention.
Thank you. Okay. I'm writing it down as you talk. So
Now, does that mean the attack plan will be perfect? Does that mean they might not try something against you? Hey, it's all about, I don't care anymore. You're assaulting me and my children. You're assaulting our community. How about we run over you politically? And whatever happens, punk, happens. Okay, you think you're tough? You think you're awesome? You think you're going to win this fight? It's just like a physical fight. You want it? You came looking for it? You're going to get it. It's clobbering time. And it's time to go after them and let them know you're the boss. We're not drinking your poison anymore, filth. How's that sound?
Sounds awesome. Thank you, Alex. And I will see you in Bilderberg.
Thank you so much. And again, you can also sue them over the fact that the fluoride is not just the fluoride, because they'll defend that and have some paid-off dentist, you know, straddle up to the microphone like a crab. All of them, of these companies, come from phosphate manufacturing, aluminum byproduct manufacturing, or other heavy metal industries where they can't put the poison in a dump. They don't want to pay for the dump. So what they do is, that's expensive, toxic waste dump. They just put it in your water. So you sue them with a foyer to find out what brand they're using, and it'll have hundreds of chemicals in it. And you go to the public and say, the city's putting lead and mercury and arsenic in the water. And then folks will get the news, and they go, that's right, you little smiley mayor. Listen here, scum. You're not going to physically assault us anymore. You understand, maggot?
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You can always tell when something's going to go mega viral because the NSA and their camp follower trolls go absolutely ape up at InfoWars.com right now. Drones shot down over Texas. They are in the comments having conniption fits over this video that they know is going to be seen by millions of people. And then bring people there with the interesting video of drones being shot down, and then learn politically how illegal it is, just like secret arrest and the NDAA. And the Pentagon admits they have private contractor groups full-time, kind of like the Army Corps of Engineers got caught with hundreds and hundreds of people on the payroll trolling and complaining and attacking people that criticize the dikes they built in New Orleans. It's just amazing that they're so mad. The drone industry, by the way, is quoted in here saying that they've got to engage in propaganda against the population. It's just special interest taking our country over. I've had enough. Okay, let's go back to your phone calls. But, boy, I can tell if the trolls are having a conniption fit that it's going to go super viral. So be sure and send it down on your Facebook, your Twitter, all of it. MySpace, it's an old relic, a dead space, but you can still reach a few people there. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in California. Chris, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going, Alex Jones? How are you today? I'm pretty sure you're doing pretty well.
I'm doing good, my brother. You're on the West Coast, I'm on the East Coast. How may I serve you today?
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Alex. Yeah, I'm originally from Yuma, Arizona, and I haven't been there in a while, but I went to a park there one time and I saw a military drill at a park. And I told my mother to stop by so I can ask questions because I've been listening to your show for a while. And I asked a question And nobody didn't seem to know why they were there, but they said that they're there for security. And
yes, they have regular Army, regular Marines, National Guard, State Guard. And State Guard can actually do it constitutionally during an emergency. National Guard, it's high school, it's middle school football plays. It's an acclimation program. The Pentagon admits it. They're getting rid of posse comitatus. Kentucky Derby, NFL games, hockey games, the national draft. It's always troops, 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 where our national identity is the troops, but not them individually. They're treated like crud. You know, they're sending them back into battle now with arms and legs blown off. Nobody's ever done that. Making them do it, by the way. Beals that went crazy had his most of his foot blown off and was forced back in and put on Prozac. But don't worry, he'll get prison time for what they did to him. And the guy was out of his mind. He was temporarily insane. I'm not saying what he did was good, but you can't put him in prison. And yeah, the average troops don't really know why they're there. I mean, I remember covering urban warfare drills that were unannounced. In Miami, in Houston, in San Antonio, in Old St. Louis, everywhere. And they would go in, lease a building, blow it up in broad daylight or at 3 a.m. Media would cover it, and the national media would say, did not exist, you are a black helicopter person. And I would interview police chiefs who they tried to bribe and talk to people that had heart attacks at the nursing home next door. And I'd go on air and national media would say, this person is insane. This doesn't exist. Now they do have them everywhere in broad daylight getting you ready and admit it's real. And they admit, oh, yeah, the troops are training to come for you and your family. Again, they got to get the troops where they think it's normal. They got to get the cops where they think it's normal. Buddy, they now have TSA checkpoints. So you were in Yuma, and was it Army? Was it Marines? Was it National Guard? Who was out there at the park?
And there were like a bunch of Marines, and they had like every type of vehicle, like from Hummers to even the really big machine, that you see on the that I've been seeing on your TV shows. And I asked a couple of people. They said, well, we're here for security. That's it. And then it went from that, and then they kind of walked away. And then a Hispanic guy walked up towards me, and, you know, because I'm Hispanic. And I said, hey, man, what's going on over here? He's like, you know, look, he looked left, and then he looked to his right. He's like, he shrugged his shoulders. He's like, I'm here. So he kind of said that, and I kind of knew what right away. I was like, wow, you know. But I was also seeing the TV show on NATO in Chicago, and in the blue colored hats, it kind of reminded me of the UN troop hat color.
No. That's what they're doing. They have U.S. troops in black berets, and now they're saying they may start having special units wear blue. It's all just an acclimation. They're standardizing the guns, standardizing the codes, standardizing the uniforms, putting our troops under NATO, under UN. Remember Private New Specialist protesting it. This is what they do. Exactly. And it's, again, the troops aren't bad. They're being acclimated. The police are being acclimated. We're being acclimated. But because we've been here and you've been there warning people, the troops are going, oh, now it makes sense. They got Marines doing DWI checkpoints nationwide, folks, with firearms.
You walk into this room at your own risk because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I will be hurtling back down the road toward our final destination on this trip before turning back around and pointing the RV at Texas. I will be there in Washington, D.C., the place named after the founder of our country. A man of innumerable courage and honor, George Washington, who undoubtedly is spinning in his grave to see what's happened. Look at the trolls in this article, drone shot down over Texas, in the amazing video up at Infowars.com. And they're all hitting the same thing. They're saying it's disinfo, or they're saying anti-Semitic stuff. And we've tracked these IPs before. It's corporations and feds. They do that just to make it negative. It's like, look at the Jewish Steiner brothers. It's like a big joke, because it wouldn't be bad if they were Jewish. They're German. I can look at them and tell that, but it's just funny because they, you know, like they use that term. Steiner is actually a noble German name from Austria, if you want to be technical. But the point is that I went to high school with these guys. It's like, look at these Jewish guys with Jones. They're funded by Tel Aviv. That's the talking point they put out. But the most popular one they put out is, what the F, Paul Watson? We have a Fourth Amendment right to be secure, not private. It's not there to protect you from embarrassment. It's your right to not have your security and safety violated. And that's got to be a cop. I bet money that's a military person, MP type, who's probably 22, really dumbed down. We can track the IPs. We've done it before. It's right back to Department of Defense or think tanks. By the way, the Pentagon admits they've been doing this for at least a decade, but now they're saying, well, we're going to lie online about people in the U.S. and on TV as part of black propaganda, psyops. We want $46 billion to do it in 2013. That's in the new NDAA that's passed the House. Christian Science Monitor, Associated Press, Reuters, secret kill list, secret kills are, oh, none of that was coming. Now it's all in the books. Because I've seen cops say, you've got a right to be secure, and I'm here to make sure under public safety I keep you safe. So I'm going to taser you. And they actually teach the cops this. There is no Fourth Amendment. We can go in any house, any car we want. They have a right to be safe and secure personally. And I, as an officer, have a right to be safe. That's why I'm going to use, they're now putting something called a howler sound cannon that actually rattles your organs in the police cars. And I played a clip of it on a video I did last night from the RV. And the cop's like, I want you to hear me, see me, and feel me. And this old lady goes, it's scary. And they hit him with a sound weapon. And again, they're just going to keep upping the power. But continuing here, listen to this. Yeah, now when they turn their siren on, it's going to have a little sound weapon that rattles your insides. This is Cornell Law University for the cops and the feds that are on our website. Legal Information Institute. Okay, Cornell Law. The biggest online legal encyclopedia for U.S. law. Fourth Amendment, in case you hadn't heard of it. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects. Now he's saying secure means safe. No, it means secure, like you don't get to stick your hands down my pants, TSA. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, because they always want to search your person, houses, you know, that's where you live, papers, that's what's on you, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. And you read the court rulings, now they say, well, it's not unreasonable for me to just search you without a warrant. Listen more. Shall not be violated. You will not violate that. Will not. Shall not. Ever heard? You know what that means? And no warrant shall be issued. So you got to have a warrant. But upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the person or things to be seized. Can't have big drag nets. Can't listen and read all the emails because somebody might do something wrong. Can't do door-to-door gun searches because somebody might have something that's illegal. Can't search everybody's bags because somebody might have drugs or a bomb that the government shipped in. Can't have a drone, and I have legal experts' clips in the videos why they're so mad about how it's illegal for a drone to come down and look in your backyard if you have a fence. Truth is, these satellites, it's illegal to be pointed at the U.S., but they got you used to it with weather and things. Well, now they're using the spy satellites for farmers building barns or dust on their land. The EPA comes and finds them. Satellites we paid for to fight the evil Ruskies who were going to bring tyranny here, but now the bankers that run us, they have control. Of the satellites, the 30,000 drones. They're weaponizing them. We told you that was coming. It's already been happening. Now they admit it. Ground combat robots, big 18-wheelers that pull up that are robot-driven. The back comes down. A bunch of combat robots roll off. I told you about that, classified 14 years ago, now declassified. And that's just the stuff I knew about 14 years ago. I told you 15 years ago they take all your blood at birth in the entire Western world, from Australia to the U.S., from Canada to England, from Germany to Scotland, at birth for now 40 years. 2012. 40 years ago, a global secret program for eugenics. Oh, now it's Associated Press, Reuters. I'm right again. You like that? See, this is the real world, okay? And they've got these idiots paid full time to come in and now say a drone coming down and looking in your backyard is not illegal. Of course it is. And all the courts have ruled it is. And we happen to have clips, little short clips they hate from mainstream news admitting it's illegal. They hate this video with a passion. Listen to this. What the bleep, Watson, Paul Watson? We have a Fourth Amendment right to secure, not to be secure, not private. Your papers are secure. They're private from illegal searches. And they twist that. It's not there to protect you from embarrassment. They're allowed to look through your house with infrared radar, this guy's saying. It's your right to not have your security and safety violated. Hello. Hello, MP. Oh, you're freaked out. I know who you are. I got you assessed. I live this, okay? I live in the real world, not in your fantasy land. And when you start trying to live in the real world, not fantasy land, your brain actually turns on. When you feed your brain garbage info, it starts becoming delusional because it thinks that's what it's supposed to do. I want reality, and I want it now. And I want you to stop saying you can grab my family's genitals and put fluoride in my water and have a drone come down in my backyard and listen to our phone calls without warrants. Oh, yeah, 6 years ago they said they weren't doing it. Now they're like, yeah, we listen to everything you do. We're allowed to do that. I mean, Petraeus said Fourth Amendment isn't what it used to be. That's real funny to that crook. Oh, it's illegal every time. But Petraeus is a general. You're anti-patriotic. America's free for drones and checkpoints. You evil man. And it just goes on and on and on and on. And then they're like, it's a misleading headline. It's not a drone. Really, it's a thing with a camera looking at us. Do we say government drone? Again, they're just so upset by this video, which really tells me it's going mega viral. Awesome news to have Pentagon folks on there right now and globalists. Again, you don't have a right to privacy, you liar. The Fourth Amendment and all the rulings, it's about privacy. Of course you have a right to privacy. That's what why they have to have a warrant. But he says, you're crazy. No, you don't, conspiracy theorist. Let me read it to you one more time, because it's like a vampire at high noon or a vampire, you know, with a giant silver cross crammed in their face. Let me read this to you. It's called the Fourth Amendment. I know this is going to upset you. I'm going to say it. It's like nails on a chalkboard. Are you ready? It's like a silver bullet to a werewolf. It's like pedophiles not being able to work for the TSA or defrock priests. It's a nightmare for them. They need children. Here it is, Fourth Amendment, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. Searches, that's a drone searching your yard, looking at you, shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued, but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. The things to be searched, seized. And the cops now go, you have a right to be secure, therefore I'm searching the vehicle for my safety. Okay, well, the banks are going to take your money for their safety as well. Because when the law's gone, you got nothing. It's gone right now. It's all selectively enforced. Oh, boy. Amazing. Absolutely amazing just to see them freak out. I don't normally cover that, but it's just very educational, very, very informative to see people freak out like that. And, again, it's red-linked at the top of Infowars.com. Drones shot down over Texas, and it goes through Charles Krauthammer saying it's illegal and other constitutional law people. And it's all broken down right there in the article. And also the mid-air collision situations with these drones. It's all up at Infowars.com. Enough about that. Let's go to your phone calls now. I'm going to try to hurry through some of those. I just am digressing off into the delusional nature of some of these people. I got to get back into my text messages. I'm not using IM for some reason in my calls, as we never installed it on these computers, or I don't know. I'm using my little iPhone that I told you a decade ago that the smartphones were coming out that would track you. Now they admit it. But I'm back because I'm right. I shouldn't be so fearful. I should just love the tyranny. Let's talk to Janet in Massachusetts and then Dr. Jones, Dan, Jerry, and others. Jerry disagrees. We'll go to him in a minute. He probably loves drones or something. Let's go ahead and talk to Janet in Mass. You're on the air, Janet.
Hi, Dr. Jones. Hi, Alex. Thank you so much. You're making me laugh. You do that so well. You bring up the Constitution. You educate people with even mainstream news, which is almost impossible, right? And I've been listening to you for years in the People's Republic of Massachusetts. And I just have two things. I don't know if you're aware of it, but the Massachusetts Republican Party is trying to get rid of the delegates tonight that we elected for the Ron Paul Liberty campaign.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Ron Paul won in a bunch of states. They've even had to admit in the New York Times, but they're going to try to block all those delegates. That's what they do. You've got to have Bain capital candidate A or B, both men run by the same megabanks.
It's so true. It is so true. We're having a protest down at the Holiday Inn in Marlboro. If any of the Mass listeners, you know, can join us, that would be great. Starting at 6 o'clock, they're going to try and have a vote to disqualify all those delegates at 6:30 tonight. And the other thing was, I was with a bunch of people, and I think they were mostly Obot supporters on Nantucket this weekend. And I don't know why they put up with me and Craig, because we keep going after them saying, do you know what's really going on? Are you aware of what's really going on? Finally, one of them said, yes, but I can't handle it. And when I start talking about the real power of people, the energetic power of people, they kind of calm down and they can listen better. So I was wondering if you could get people on, like Richard Bartlett of Matrix Energetics and Lynn McTaggart of the Intention Experiment, and even Raymond Grace, who's a hillbilly dowser. They've all been on Coast to Coast, and they can help people see that we are more powerful than this. I don't know how we can stop the radiation without figuring out how we can heal each other energetically, and it's been working for me. I've seen some miracles over 6 years.
Well, I'll tell you how you heal yourself. You just do what the FDA and EPA did, and you just tell everybody that it's fine and that radiation is now good for you, like the government says, and don't be a conspiracy theorist. Radiation is good for you. The DU is good for the troops. The Pentagon said they couldn't use it until 1990 or so, and said it was totally deadly. But now they said it's good for you, and the troops are dying and having birth defects with their children from it. That's just another blessing of government. I appreciate your call. Guys, I know we've got studio quality audio to you via that system, but I lost my Skype, and I'm on a PC here, which I'm not used to. And I don't need the people to come in the room. It's fine. I can get the network to fix it. But it dropped, and it kept saying click here, and I was clicking to bring the video back up. Houston, I know it's really awesome, but it's kind of cool, like we're up here floating around the planet. What do I click here to have you guys reconnect when you're calling me? Because it's a blue interface, not the normal green and white one. Yeah, no, I knew it was offline, and it was sitting there beeping for about 5 minutes while that lady was talking. Listen, I know we're offline. What I'm saying is it shows we're still online. Yeah, no, I know we're offline. We don't need to have a discussion about that. If you'll just, as I said, reconnect and tell me what to click, I'll do that. Because I don't know it with this PC interface. Let's go to another phone call before we go to break here. You guys can just tell me while the caller, what I click on here. Let's go ahead and talk to Jerry in Colorado, who says he disagrees. Jerry, go ahead.
Yes, Alex, about people trying to shoot down drones, the only thing that worries me about that is somebody taking a centerfire rifle and launching around up in the air, you know, no backstop, over the horizon, and what goes up must come down. And it reminds me of every New Year's Eve in a big city where idiots
Sure, celebratory fire. Yeah, well, we were on the middle of a 10,000-acre ranch 5 miles from any settlement, so it's fine. But, yes, obviously everybody knows that. Our point is that people are talking about shooting drones down. And if you let these people push this celebratory fire thing, you got a better chance of being killed by a great white shark. There's only about two of those a year than you do from celebratory fire. That's hyped to shut down all the gun ranges. That's what that's about. They're trying to shut police gun ranges down. And so that's, I've looked into that. That's a bunch of hype, made up garbage. I mean, yes, some of the folks in the old Wild West stuff or, the Muslim countries, every 4 or 5 years, somebody gets hit by one of these things. But I'm not saying, and I say in the video, it's like such a nanny state, go out and shoot down drones. We say don't do that. Shoot them down politically. But it's fine to go out in the middle of a ranch and shoot a helicopter when there's, when you're 5 miles from the next fence line.
Right, I understand that. I'm not sure if it's as rare a thing as you might think. Where I go shoot in a rural area in northern Colorado here, the the lands are spread out over thousands of acres where people can set up sites, and it's not unheard of at all for somebody to launch one over the horizon and have a near miss or hit a ranch building.
Yeah, yeah. If you shoot a 50 caliber perfectly, it might go 4 miles. 223, it's about 2 miles. If you look at that. But, I mean, hell, according to that, then, I've seen Marine Corps demonstrations from Camp Pendleton where they all fire tracers up in the sky to make a design. And, you know, they're out there on a 10,000-acre ranch or so. Maybe they should just ban that. Ban all guns, because ban that guy's teeth because he bit that guy. What do you think of that?
Well, I'm all in favor of resisting the warrantless, unconstitutional mass surveillance. That's great.
Let me ask you this question. If you were in Antarctica, could you shoot a gun up in the air?
Alex, I understand it's not a perfectly safe world. I'm just saying some people with guns don't really understand ballistics, and some of them aren't that thoughtful. And you'd have to be Annie Oakley to hit one at any height anyway. So I just think that'd be a good public service announcement to explain to people that can be risky.
No, I know. But you see how those announcements could end? I mean, every time I got in my car to shoot a video, Shay, now cars are dangerous, so if you ever drive a car, don't have a head-on collision. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but, I mean, you know, you notice we make the point in the video that you couldn't be in a safer place in the middle of a 10,000-acre ranch.
And your point, sir.
But listen, I happen to have looked into that before we even did it. Did you know they're trying to shut police ranges down? Because, oh, well, the police range is a mile away from people, and a bullet might bounce out. Let's ban those. I mean, I think they're using the celebratory fire thing as a pretext to ban guns outright. Do you see what I'm saying?
I do.
But listen, I hear your point. We probably should add a little blurblet on the article about that. You know, you can't do this unless you're in the middle of nowhere, but we're not saying shoot drones down to begin with.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band, declaring independence. Laid their bodies down. Bloody war and liberty for their descendants.
Thanks to the renegades, we were free. The freedom is disappearing very, very quickly, and we've got to reverse it. All right, let's go ahead now and take another phone call. Let's talk to Dr. Jones in Mexico, who's been patiently holding. Dr. Jones, you're on the air.
Thank you so much, Alex Jones. Let me quickly reiterate a few points to confirm and add provenance to what you said. The whole world is really following the same program. I've been able to live in Europe, Canada, Mexico, and I've seen the same things with the police state, the black uniforms, and a lot of this is predicated, and people have to understand this, on the drug war. And we said before, you know, you just talked about the drones and spying, what the courts have ruled. The courts have ruled the opposite, Alex. They've said that the government can spy on you anytime they want, as long as it's in plain sight. They can fly over you with a helicopter. They can use heat detectors and see what's coming out, all in the name of fighting drugs. And as you've noted, the script has been switched to then turn on terrorism, domestic terrorism, et cetera.
So now it's not Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda, we're told, is the good guys. I'm unpatriotic because I don't support them being given Syria and Libya. Al-Qaeda blows up police stations over there. It's supposedly liberal and loving. And then now they say, oh, it's the domestic threat, those that don't like the New World Order, because we're the people that are right. We understand the country is being captured. It's been taken over by traitors. It's so elementary.
And what's happened is it was Republican as well as Democratic appointee judges saying it's all good because it's in the name of drugs and it's expanded the police state. Now I have to switch gears a little bit, focusing again on the vaccines. I'm doing a major study right now. I'm looking at UN data, world health data for the whole world. Like I said, in Mexico, they're doing PSAs telling people to get 5-in-1 vaccines, making sure you get the kid vaccinated. They're advocating women over 40.
Oh, no, they're lying in the Mexican news, because I've seen it in the U.S. news, and saying it's the law to take the 5-in-1 to little babies. That's a guaranteed brain damager. I mean, literally, they're trying to turn the entire Mexican population into a servile, mildly retarded mass like the average American. I mean, this is so nightmarish. And the La Reconquista, La Raza groups that say, oh, the machismo, get whitey, they're all foundation funded. They will never tell their people. It's like, be liberal, get an abortion, kill your baby. Be liberal, take the shots, brain damage your baby. And shut up, whitey Alex. I mean, it's so ridiculous. It's globalist that do want to exterminate the people in Mexico, posing as if they care about the people.
More. In Canada, they just had an outbreak of pertussis. I went and read the insert. The insert says it neither prevents nor causes pertussis. There's no evidence it works. I asked a pharmacist in Canada, why are you telling people to take this? When she says, well, it'll work. I said, how will it work? I read the insert. It says it doesn't work at all.
No, no, the Gardasil says it doesn't protect you from it. It's all a hoax. They've never gotten the flu shot right, predicting the next year what it's going to be. They released the H1N1. That came out as a, quote, simulant. It doubles your chances of getting the flu the next year. That's major studies. Yes, it's all a giant, stinking criminal hoax. The Federal Reserve is private. The New World Order is a fraud. These countries aren't bankrupt. They've been signed on to the bankers' derivatives. It's all a fraud. Yes, sir.
Points.
And that's why they know parents are waking up and not vaccinating their kids. So now they're saying, we'll just vaccinate them even if you say no. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Again, in Canada, again, because I'm letting people know, this is a global plan. In Canada, of course, they have carbon taxes, but they also advocate fluoride. Health Canada says fluoride's good, helpful, this, that, and the other. I'm showing the students, look at the studies by Dr. Connett. Look at the... Even the American Dental Association.
Stay there. You've got more to add. Next hour coming up. More calls straight ahead.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. A big jam-packed hour coming up. I'm in Virginia to cover Bilderberg 2012 on the ground, starting, well, tonight and then tomorrow. Got a bunch of big guests lined up, a lot of inside intel that's going to be breaking today and tomorrow at Infowars.com. Our big article's already been at DrudgeReport.com on them beefing up massive security increases yesterday. We're going to continue with your calls in this hour. We had a caller earlier who was raising the point that, hey, I know you guys are on a big, giant, uninhabited ranch shooting at drones, but you'd better tell people don't shoot at drones. I've already told people don't shoot at drones. We shot down our own drones to bring attention to the fact that it's unconstitutional to see the info in the video. But the caller did make some good points, so I sounded snippy. It was because my video feed was dropping at the time, and I get irritable when for 3 days in a row I've gotten about 4 hours sleep each night. And we try to cram too much in. But, yes, that's a good point you make. So later I'll add that to the article. But, I mean, my God, at a certain point, people obviously have to know that. I mean, especially we say don't shoot drones down. We have Krauthammer in the video saying that as well. But it's just we're always provisoing everything while the globalists are raining radiation down on us, stealing our country, bankrupting everything. They've turned us into a bunch of ninnies. That's why I blow up at that. All right, going back to somebody exposing from Mexico, Dr. Jones was bringing up the fact that the fluoride in the water, the vaccines they admit don't even protect you in the inserts. It's such a giant hoax. That's why I'm so frustrated. So Dr. Jones, finish your point, then we'll go to Dan, Michael, or Michelle, and then Jerry, Colin, and others. Go ahead.
Thank you. So a couple quick points about radiation detectors in the airports. There was just a study in Canada, and the professor was interviewed by one of the newspapers. She says, it's no harm, don't worry, it barely goes through the skin. And oh, by the way, she just happened to be working on an invention to get a contract from the Canadian government to put the radiation scanners in the airports. So again, it's not just the United States, it's all over. Last little point, in Mexico, I noticed a couple of sports stadiums, they have barbed wire. The barbed wire is not there to keep people out. They're pointed to keep people in. So again, Alex, just reiterating and demonstrating what you've already said, and another voice to say, look, I've seen it firsthand. People have to wake up. They got to fight for drug legalization. They got to fight to get rid of the fluoride. And there was a woman who called you months ago on a Sunday, and she said, just get more information before you vaccinate. She was crying. Her son has been damaged. People, you cannot vaccinate your child.
This is not a joke. It's why I'm so angry. They've gone from 1 in 25,000 plus, what is it, 1 in 25,300 or so, to 1 in 58. I mean, this is not a game, ladies and gentlemen. Every time I'm on vacation, I see autistic children at the pool, and I'll say, when did your son become autistic? At 18 months. What happened? You gave him the third round of shots? Yeah. Had a convulsion in the car. Had a convulsion that night. Had a convulsion in the doctor's office. And now I saw a month ago where doctors are putting out little papers saying, now your child's probably going to have a convulsion, but that's good for him. And they might not talk again, but that's good for them, too. We love you. The system, see, once the system does all this evil and the minions get into it, not because they're evil, but because they were gullible, they're going to defend it even more. They're not going to admit they were wrong. Do you understand that? They're not going to admit.
I saw it in Canada. I've seen it in Mexico. I've seen it in the United States. I've seen doctor and nurse. I got students whose brothers and sisters are doctors, and they said, but it can't be a lie, because why would they tell us in medical school? Why would they tell us in nursing school? Why? And I tell them to read the inserts, read the
information. They told you that there was no dangerous dust when the EPA's own report said asbestos, concrete, glass dust, totally deadly, red alert. No one in there but with respirators for months. And they just said, tell everybody it's good for them. And then the big, you know, famous singer just died. She lived in the area. They told her it was safe. She believed him. Believing the New World Order will kill you. And again, the people serving it are going along with it. It's mass collective psychosis, a mixture of learned helplessness combined with mass Stockholm syndrome, normalcy bias, and cognitive dissonance. That's it. Well, I am sane. I am awake. This nanny state is meant to kill us. It's not meant to save us. They want us as prisoners. This is all prisoner training.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I want to take a round of phone calls right now. Then I'm going to get into the big controversy that's actually waking the public up, that Bain Capital, one of these big brokerage leverage buyout groups that Mitt Romney formerly headed, is funding Romney and Obama. And the Democrats are saying to some of their operatives, don't criticize Bain. This is really showing the emperor has no clothes. So that is coming up. Let's go to the next caller here. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Dan in Virginia, where I am about to be covering Bilderberg. Dan, welcome.
Alex, I'm a private investigator videographer from Virginia. I'll be with you at Bilderberg. I'm going to give you all my raw tapes about drones.
Well, thank you. Go ahead.
I shot a 17-minute video of a tour of the interior of the DHS Customs and Border Protection P-3 surveillance aircraft that's got the big Frisbee on the roof. And I wanted to get that to you guys. My computers took a hit from lightning. I can't do anything with it.
That happens. I've had that happen before myself. Absolutely. It's not just the little unmanned ones. They've got all these big giant systems just scooping everything up illegally, because this is all illegal domestically.
Yes, sir. And I also have on the tape that they actually have 9 of the Predator B drones operational domestically here.
Oh, yeah. No, that's there. Admitted. Again, once cows have come on your property once, and this family said it happened more than 20 times, once they keep breaking over your fence and getting on your property, you're allowed to keep them. And they kept a few cows on their 3,000-acre ranch. They used an Air Force Predator drone in North Dakota with the local police. What? In North Korea, in Mexico, the military takes over. That is, the elites use it to take over. That's why it's always been illegal. The spying's illegal. The military involves illegal. The CIA domestically is illegal. It's all illegal. That's why we made the video to draw attention to it. We shot down our own little drones, our own little toy drones, not really, I mean, a lot of these are what police are actually using, to bring attention to the fact that they're illegal. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. It was really interesting. The air crew off this aircraft were all wearing, well, not all of them, but half of them were wearing the long shoulder holsters with Glocks and two magazines and handcuffs. And I was thinking to myself, well, if you're in an aircraft at 20,000 feet, what do you need a handgun and handcuffs for?
No. They're arming everybody. They're arming everybody. They're arming groups that were never even armed before. They have the Department of Education SWAT team people when they don't even have sworn officers to tell them to pay bills when you can't SWAT team someone over to debt. Do you understand the magnitude of evil, sir?
Yes, sir, I do. That's why I'm going to be there with you Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Obviously, it was rhetorical. Finish the rest of your story. So you actually asked them, why are you flying around on airplanes dressed up like cops?
No, they were pretty nervous about my Sony Z1U. You know, that's a pretty large video camera. And I think they were holding back just a little bit. I didn't want to ask too many questions. I let the people that were with me on the tour ask the questions. This was during the Joint Services Open House Air Show at Andrews Air Force Base 2 weekends ago.
Well, you can't have an enemy. Well, they work for the foreign bankers now. You're a designated enemy. You're not allowed to ask questions. I mean, of course you're an enemy.
I was there to gather intelligence and sneak away.
Well, tell us what else you saw at the loving little predators.
They didn't have any predators there. They had one of their four-engine, 1,000-horsepower, go-fast 40-foot boats there. They had a UH-1 Huey helicopter, black, beautiful, man. I mean, this thing was black.
But those don't exist, sir. Those do not exist. They admit now that they've got UN troops training in America in the different FEMA drills, like NLE-09, but they still don't exist, sir. When you drive up to a checkpoint with TSA about to grow up your family, doesn't exist. Because that doesn't happen in a free country.
Yeah, it was really interesting to see that all the people that didn't look like they were really from America were all sitting in this aircraft getting their pictures taken. And I'm thinking that with the emblems on the side of it and everything, they're telling their friends to come on, man. You know, they're not going to do anything to us. That was the impression I got from, all these people that were around these aircraft posing on the steps.
Well, none dare call it treason, but when it is treason, none do call it that, because when treason prevails, it is treason to fight treason. But, I mean, it's all over the news. They're training dozens of foreign governments to take on the American people. I mean, we are an I-4 open zone. We are the enemy. We fund the global empire, then we take the blame, then we're enslaved and domestically occupied. That is the public plan. And if they've got to pay $22 billion to move General Motors to China, they do it. I mean, it is just selling us out one way and the other. God bless you, sir. Anything else you'd like to add?
I'll see you on Thursday. I'll have on a UCI baseball cap and a Tyranny Response Team T-shirt, toting a big old camera. One thing I'd like to offer that you should do before you leave Virginia is go to Jefferson's house.
I would love to go to Jefferson's house. You know, I've been to the Hermitage in Nashville when I was a child, but if we would have had time in Nashville, exercise took precedent for an hour and a half. We went on a 7-mile hike, or let's be technical, 6.5-mile hike, and didn't have time to go to the Hermitage, but somebody would like to see that as well. God bless you. But again, that's Thomas Jefferson that I have FEMA on video teaching police was a terrorist. there's the bad guy teaching you Thomas Jefferson's bad. I mean, it's like a no-brainer. I mean, it happened, folks. We got taken over by foreign banks. They've got our military. They're turning it inward on us. The military's waking up, but in a way it doesn't matter because it's all going drone. And then they've got on small rivers, they've got machine gun boats driving around now, pulling people over that are bass fishing. This is in the news where people in the heartland, you name it, not even on the border, I'll be sitting there fishing and a big old jet boat pulls up with guys in SWAT uniforms with MP5s and mounted machine guns because everybody wants to be James Bond. But he's not fighting, the evil guy from Moonraker when he's driving around in his jet boat in Brazil. They just pull up and you're the enemy. And it's like they're warriors. You and your wife and kids are the enemy. And you're just looking at them and it's like, it's so sad. It's just, and of course, their whole future is about to be destroyed as well. But they think defending the system is patriotism. The system is a foreign bank occupation system. Oh, boy. Again, our video going mega viral right now. Drone shot down over Texas. Check it out. Infowars.com right now. Let's go ahead now and go to the next caller. Who's up next? Michael in Oklahoma, and then Jerry, Colin, and others. Go ahead, Michael.
Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friend. Yes, I can.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
I'm a first-time caller, three-year listener. I have a question about a vaccine. I have a 13-year-old daughter, and they said before she gets into seventh grade, she has to take a DTaP vaccine. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes, and they're total liars. There is no law anywhere that you have to take shots to go to university or to go anywhere. There's even waivers if you're a foreigner and want to come here without taking them, but they don't tell anybody about them, and they engage in psychological warfare and deception because you are their enemy. Now, the jellyfish at the school isn't. They just follow orders. It's a conduit right. of command and control. You ever wondered why they'll card an 80-year-old man on a walker for cigarettes or beer? We've all seen it. Because the clerk isn't allowed to make their own determination. So, see, it's all about command and control. Teleprompters are loaded federally. All the news repeats it. You go in to get in school. They lie and say it's the law. And they tell them, don't tell you, by law they've got to give you the waiver. Do you understand?
So I would ask for a waiver.
Yes, they have religious exemptions, conscientious objections, medical reasons. You can always find an anti-vaccine. Just find non-vaccinating doctor your area. And even if they try to deny those, you've always got a medical exemption.
I understand.
Because they're totally connected to all these allergies and asthma. So you just have a doctor say that. Even if they keep trying to lie. Now, they have you sign on with the health department that you agree you know this is bad. I don't even do that. And they send me letters. My children aren't in school, but they know. But I have children, and I send letters back telling them go to, where.
Right, I understand.
I go, listen, criminals, I know it's not the law, and you're told to do this. You're despicable, so drink some fluoride. Sorry, go ahead. I mean, it's time to let them know we know they're crooks. And everybody that serves them are crooks. I'm serious, man. Somebody trying to lie to me to shoot my kids up and brain damage them?
Right.
And because it's all done through a government process, their assault on me when I have all the documents, I'm supposed to think it's okay. They're murdering us. They're murdering us. And let me tell you, 15% dropout non-enrollment increase at one of the biggest college systems in the country in Austin, because the people will not take the shots. They're lying and telling them it's the law, so they're just getting out of that stupid college. You understand that, sir? People are done. They're awake. The chain reaction already started. The dominoes are already rolling. Sorry, go ahead.
I have one other question, too. I went to a gun show not too long ago here in Tulsa, and I went to buy a pistol, and I was denied. I've never been arrested. I've only had two tickets in my life. And I asked them, what can I do? And they said, there's a phone number for the FBI that I was supposed to call. Never been arrested.
No, sir. Most veterans now, I mean, it's most of them I talk to, no criminal record, and even now suddenly police officers that are veterans go to buy a gun. It's not a mistake. They say, remember when you had heat exhaustion in Vietnam or you had heat exhaustion in Desert Storm? We've now gone back in your chart and said it was post-traumatic stress. Your Second Amendment's over. And it's happening everywhere. Then they'll do selective waivers for police. But Clinton did that the year he left. 87,000 troops suddenly, veterans, had their Second Amendment taken. They have no gun buy list now. No judge, no jury, no nothing, no conviction, never in jail. Your guns are gone. And in Illinois, they send the state police out to get your guns once they put you on the list. I mean, it's just lawless crooks. But I'm sorry to hear that happen to you. Call the FBI up, and sometimes it's a mistake. Your name's similar to somebody else's, but usually it's just all part of their criminal network. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
Oh, we're riding the storm, the coming of the New World Order and the foretold resistance of it. All right. You know, that last caller, it makes my blood boil. He goes to buy a handgun at the gun show. He goes through a regular licensed federal firearms dealer, and they call the FBI instant check. You know, you get the Brady bill thrown out because they were making you have waiting periods. They find it unconstitutional. So the feds just say, okay, we'll just do an instant check and then refuse you if we want. No judge, no jury. And then they started waiting a week or two. There were lawsuits. They said, okay, we'll make it instant again. It's not instant anymore. Sometimes you have to wait weeks. Or they just deny you. And you call the FBI and they go, well, fill out a form. Maybe we'll do something. It's like the no-fly list. And now we learn the FBI puts people on a no-fly list and then comes to them a month later, says, yeah, your business is ruined. Become an informant for us at the bank or wherever. Start working for us for free, of course, as a slave, and we'll let you fly again. And pretty soon it's going to be every job, traveling, having a car. This is what the technocracy is about. And it's just horrible. Does anyone really want to live in this world? But they get a bunch of people under peer pressure to work for the government who incrementally will do whatever they're told. So we got to cut the money off. We got to shrink the size of this thing. 30,000 drones to surveil us, but the borders are wide open. Okay, up first here, I want to move quick now because I got a bunch of news coming up in the next segment, then we'll continue with calls. Jerry in Ohio, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Mr. Alex Jones.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, it's a privilege to talk to you. I really thank you for your courage. Getting people to wake up out there and to see what's going on. They're just living in this matrix. You try to talk to them, you try to tell them what's going on, and it's just like all they care about is sports, entertainment. They're just zoned out.
Well, I mean, look, TV is the prime mover. It's the ether in which the zombies swim. TV is the ether in which the zombies swim, and they swim like dead anchors on the bottom of the deep blue sea. It's our job to not be mad at them. These are mindless victims who are in a trance. You know, literally, most of the public who you can't talk to now has that glazed look, they are in a near sleep walking phase. I was so tired last night. Richard's in here in the bed next to me, and he said, yeah, we got to bed about 2:30, and about 4, I heard you get up and go and open the door. And I don't really sleepwalk, but if I get really, really tired, if I hear something, I'll just get up. In fact, if I really hear something, I'll get up and look out. But the point, in fact, I'm like, Richard, you think we'll get your own room and we won't save money? Because it's probably not good for you to even be in here. And, I wouldn't call it night terrors, but every once in a while, if I'm really tired, I get up really angry. And to make a long story short, people are in a trance, kind of like I was last night at 4 a.m. when I heard a noise and jumped out of bed. Go ahead.
Yeah, the New World Order, they're alive and well in northeast Ohio. They're going in these smaller towns outside of the cities. You know, you got Cleveland, Youngstown, Akron, Canton, some of these small towns right outside of these cities. They're going in and they're making huge four-lane roads into these towns. They're putting up all these extra tall poles and putting cameras all over them. And anyway, they're cutting back the trees from the creeks, bridges, these rest stops. They're cutting down all the trees around them. They want to be able to look down with their surveillance, you know.
No, they admit that. In fact, I've seen articles, that sounds crazy, but it's true, where it was like 6-7 years ago, where they were clearing areas at national parks and testing little cable systems where the robots with cameras buzz along the cable and watch people, and Austin's putting them up in parks and area to make sure you're not dumping trash. And they're securing police stations, cutting trees back, putting barbed wire fences up, just like they did a lot of military bases that had been open bases like Camp Mabry in Austin after 9/11. And they're telling them, you've heard the cops call in. And I go, do they teach you that veterans will attack your department with IEDs? And they go, yes, we're taught that. So they're teaching them there's going to be a war. Yeah, because they're going to have the police and military come out and start it with the American people. Is that not crazy?
And also in Ravenna, Ohio, there's a National Guard armory up there. And within the last two and a half years, they've expanded it. They've made it like 4 times larger than what it was. And a friend of mine told me that they said they're getting it ready for the uprisings. When there's food shortages and all these riots begin, They're getting the police.
And again, the government's going to act like when all this happens that it just happened and they just now did this. They plan the collapse. They'll pose as a savior. It is so diabolical. That's why get your food, get your guns, get ready, spread the word, show that they back off. They could still be made to back off or not have it as severe if they don't think they're going to be able to properly execute it. Okay? But again, we've got to wake up out of our trance, ladies and gentlemen. All right, here we go. We went to break, and I was going to come back and finish up with some calls and get into the Mitt Romney news and some economist news as well on nanotech. And the guys were laughing when I went to break, started talking to them off air. I go, what's funny? And they said, it was funny. You said when I was in bed next to Richard last night and he woke me up. Yes, in a hotel with two beds, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, my point is, we're not super fancy around here. But I guess we probably will, because I think his storm was waking me up. Mine was waking his up. And I was making the point, if you just joined us, about how when you're in a hotel room, that's when it always happens to me, and you hear like horns honking or something happening, you wake up, you don't know where you are at first. You're kind of like in a trance. Well, your brain waves are at the same level they are when you're sleepwalking or in between waking and sleeping as people's brain waves are when they have been watching television. When you go into suspended disbelief mode, you are in just a highly suggestible semi-hypnotized mode. And the average person watches now, it's over 5 hours a day. The average person under the age of 18, it's something like 6.5 with like 2 hours of video games on top. Now, the internet's not perfect, but they found it's more like reading where it's interactive and makes you think at least. TV is really bad, but just to prove to everyone, we're here in the hotel room. Richard's actually out in the bus. This is going to be really funny. Here on Skype, if you're watching at prisonplanet.tv, there you go, two beds. There you go. It wasn't, you know, like we're the Three Stooges all in there together. That's hilarious. Oh, man. All right, here we go. I need to put the camera back up on the mount before I lose my Skype connection here. Let me see if I'm smart enough to do this, get this done. There we go. That's not as good as it was earlier, but I'm trying. Okay, let's try to hurriedly go through some calls. I'm doing pretty good. I'm taking some calls today. Let me go back to my phone here that I'm getting the callers on. Why didn't we launch IM today so I could just get them that way? Or is it even on these computers? I know we absconded with Chris's company computer, so we didn't have enough laptops to go on the road with us. Oh, by the way, I'm so busy on the road, I'm not even plugging what funds this operation. If you want to go to prisonplanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com, it's 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. One membership is really six memberships. Six people can be logged in simultaneously with the same username and passcode. And I doubt anybody's ever going to use the same six codes, so it's more like 15 or 20 memberships. I mean, I bet if we turned it up to that where people could be simultaneously logged in with the username 15 times, that you'd start getting people, say, for the nightly news at night, that's pretty much totally subscriber, that you might have people getting blocked out, but six people for 15 cents a day or whatever, I think it's 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. There's a 15-day free trial going right now, and you fund what we're doing also so we can go on the road in our old bus. I noticed the other talking point was, look, he's got a bus, he's rich. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we had a money bomb, and we bought the bus for cheaper than you can get a new small RV. Of course, I didn't understand the fact that when you buy a 12-year-old, well, now it's 13-year-old, because I bought it about 6-8 months ago, giant bus that you can get them very inexpensively because people can't afford the upkeep of it. But I love the bus. But I tell you, it's like the space shuttle or something. I got an incredible deal on it, and I was like, wow, I can't believe I got this well, that's because these buses are different. And my style is really not like a topless bar. The inside of it does look, it was actually owned by a famous drag racer and custom car builder that the IRS was taking everything from. So he, before they could, when he was having to liquidate everything, he sold it for almost nothing to us about a year ago. I guess it was a little under a year ago. And I haven't shown it to people because I really don't want it being identified. It's really just to get us places with a lot of equipment and crew. And so my children can see America go on the road with me sometimes. They're not on this trip, which is Bilderberg. It's dangerous. Without weird men with little mustaches and pot belly sticking their hands down their pants. I mean, I just can't put up with it. And I know I'm anti-freedom because I don't want a weirdo, you know, a defrocked priest for child molestation to touch my children. I understand that's bad nowadays, or not wanting a drone in my backyard, or not wanting the NSA run by foreign banks listening to me, and publicly running Al-Qaeda but saying I've got to give my rights up because of Al-Qaeda. You know, so that's why we got the bus. And I want to thank everybody. But you can also go to planetinfowars.com. The social network has exploded. People are really getting organized there. There's a lot of coverage, a lot of people that are going to be at Bilderberg. Of thousands of activists and freedom lovers are going to be blogging at planetinfowars.com. You can also support the sponsors, buy the books, the videos that are available that will help wake you up to a higher level and others at prisonplanet.tv, and has links over to InfoWars.com. The best place to find the t-shirts, the books, the ball caps, the films, all of it is InfoWarsShop.com. And that does literally help us put gas, because the dollar's been devalued, in the war wag that I think it's 8 miles to the gallon, or, well, 9 or 10 sometimes, but if you're going uphill, maybe 6 miles. Still cheaper than flying, though, if you put 5 or 6 people on board. So the point is, I do intend to start traveling the country and speaking, and to break even and pay for everything. If we speak to about 2,000 people, we need to charge about $20 because the venues are expensive. The insurance, the security they make you get is expensive. Glenn Beck would charge $500 for people to come see him, and only like 400 or 500, sometimes 200 would come. You know, I could get 10,000 out. I've gotten over 2,000 people out before. But I'm not going to fly around on a private jet. I could charge $200, $300 a ticket. Hundreds and hundreds of people would pay it, probably thousands. And I could get a private jet like Glenn Beck. And I'm not knocking him for that. He wants a private jet to fly around and charge people $500 and do meet and greets for little kids to come shake his hand. I don't do that. I've seen the videos of Glenn Beck with like 15 security people. And people never understand or realize. They're like, he must have hidden security. He must be. No, I just trust in God. And I'm not a coward. I mean, if people not figure that out yet, I mean, I hope this year, because last time we pulled over and they drove past us and we followed them, I hope they have feds or globalists or Marines in plain clothes start following us around trying to intimidate us. Because I'm stopping my car. And I'm gonna follow you this time. Okay, because I really want to know, why are you operating illegally inside the U.S.? You know full well I'm peaceful. You know full well you're trying to intimidate me. And let me give you a little newsflash. You don't intimidate jack squat, pal. You're signed on with people that have brain damaged millions of American children and are putting cancer viruses in the shots. This isn't a game, okay? And it's not about Alex Jones and my security either. This is total war for the heart and soul of humanity and our future. And the sooner people figure that out and stop being such cowards, the sooner we'll beat the globalists. I'm so sick of it. I'm sick of the cowardice, and I'm sick of the fear, and I'm sick of people not being able to realize what you're hearing and seeing here is real. This is real resistance. You're real. I'm real. The fight's real. You do have power. That's not a message you get from the globalists. We're real. That's why we're under attack. So pray for us and support us. Last time we were traveling, my wife said, can we just do the show in the RV, though? Because We were at some little place in New Mexico that was so cool that John Wayne liked to stop at. It was like one of the last old railway hotels. It wasn't even expensive. I forget the name of it. And I was talking out there. There was a window right here, this little orchard at the old railway station. There's, you know, what do you call those things? What's the famous railway hotels that were out in the West? I'll look it up in a minute. And she said you could hear me 100 yards across. And people were like looking and asking what was going on. But when hotels find out you're doing a radio show, they won't knock on the door. So I need to not be screaming. Let's go ahead here and take some phone calls. I'm going to tell you right now, make my day and try to intimidate me, Marines. Okay? Because you're not Marines. It's like Smedley Butler said, you serve a bunch of criminal offshore bankers. You may feel special, your little mouthpieces, and you're trying to intimidate people. You don't intimidate me. I'm somebody trying to cover a criminal group, violating the Logan Act, meeting illegally, who wants to destroy your future. All right, let's go ahead and go back to the calls here. I'm Joe in Missouri, then Randy, Pastor, and Chris, and that's going to be it for calls. I got a few news items to hit. Go ahead, you're on the air, Joe.
Yeah, hello, Alex. This is me, Joe. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri, and I was talking to my dad around the grill, and he works for the National Geospatial Agency, and he was pretty much talking about how the National Geospatial Agency has its own Google Maps, and it's advanced, and that pretty much made me think of you because you were talking about Google. I'm sorry if I'm a bit nervous here.
No. Google was given a key. Well, your dad works for the group that runs the main satellites and is over that, highly classified. And, you know, the issue here is Google is NSA. They were given their keyword search. That's the basis of Google 12 years ago, 13 years ago now. That is the basis. It is the NSA. It's not connected. It is. And now that's coming out. And yes, Google Earth, Google Maps, all of it is global proprietary taxpayer paid for stuff given to private people and their shareholders. See, they have to make money while they gang rape us. Do you understand that's the important part?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, go ahead and tell us what your dad had to say.
Well, he was just telling me about his job, about what he does. He also told me about, like, the networks they have, like 100 gig speed networks that are, like, really fast compared to, like, your home network or an office network.
Yeah, they have the intranet. Yeah, that way they can watch lifetime video of you with ground-penetrating radar have sex with your wife, yeah.
Well, yeah, and by the way, myself, I am slightly autistic. I have Asperger's syndrome, so I've been affected by that, too.
Yeah, there's going to be some people that, due to the chemical attack, are going to end up having unforeseen idiot savant-type characteristics. And so there's going to be a lot of curveballs thrown at the New World Order. I'm not saying you're an idiot savant, but that's like on the edge of the entrance of those type areas. But does your dad think the vaccines did it, or does he just think the government loves him?
Well, he's kind of in favor of the government. He knows about some of this stuff, but he doesn't really like talking about it.
He feels like he's on the winning team. I mean, he got invited to the party. He feels like, you know, he's okay because he's got the inside. It'd be like saying, oh, I know they've got kids in that basement torturing them, but because I know and I'm, you know, I have dinner with the guy that does it, it's okay.
Well, yeah, my dad's a good person, a church-going person and everything. It's just that, I'm not sure about what else goes on, you know, in the national.
No, I'm not saying your dad is bad. I was giving an analogy of the extreme of that. But yes, people that work for the government are all compartmentalized and are the most propagandized people ever. They're given all these templates and reasons for what they're doing, I'm here to break the compartmentalization so that they at least hear the truth and have a choice. You know, God always does that, and he works through weak vessels like myself so that people are warned and have a choice to be told what they're doing is wrong. Like, abortion is a human. You can make excuses all day. No, it is. The fact that Marvel Comics has two guys kissing on the cover of it to corrupt 7 and 8-year-old kids into sexual activity, period, is wrong. You know, the fact that they're putting fluoride in our water is giving us cancer is wrong. You know, we see the wages of the New World Order. They are death. The fruit of the New World Order is bondage, slow death, pain, agony, enslavement, disinformation, and fraud. And I want to turn the train around. What about you, my friend?
Yeah, I really want to turn this thing around. I also thank you for your movies and everything. My favorite movie of yours has to be Endgame. That's like your best movie, Endgame. You know, the soundtrack, everything about Endgame, the movie, great.
Yeah, they're really trying to censor that. They're really afraid of that film. But, you know, it's free, so people don't care about it. It's only been watched probably 10 million times. People are like, only 10 million? Yeah, it should be seen about 10 billion times. Everybody should watch it once. And then a few more times. I know there's only 7 billion, 100 million folks. My point is it needs to be seen. This stuff is real. It's real. And I'm a normal guy. I'm nobody special. That's what I'm saying. People shouldn't think, oh, you're a hero. You're great. I appreciate your call, sir. It's like you find out there's a group of social engineers using our money against us, building a system of total dehumanization and death. And they have public debates about, do they kill 7 billion of us or only 6 billion of us? And I'm like, hey, this is really bad to the cops, the military. And so many of them, if they're the paramilitary domestic type that have been given that programming, they just smile at you satisfied in their little outfits and stuff. And they're like, I'm part of the club. I've got an outfit. And it's peer pressure. And you're just like, but it's bad. You're going to be destroyed as well. And they just go, you're just a kook. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I wish I was, buddy boy. I wish every day I was wrong. I wish every day this wasn't real. I wish every day it was not true. But it is true and more. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Okay. Let's go ahead here. And Pastor in Ohio, Randy dropped, and then Chris. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, this is Pastor in Ohio. We've talked before about clergy.
Oh, you're one of the pastors that got the secret FEMA documents that they were secretly 6-7 years ago training preachers to train their flocks to turn their guns in, now declassified. Yes, I remember you.
Okay. Reason I'm calling, the fellow that you had on here just a little bit ago from northern part of Ohio, he's absolutely right. We have little cars that's got these, like, towers. It's got a ball on them, and right on the side of them, it says GPS, Google. It has Google CPS vehicle or something
That. No. It's on record. And, again, I told people this years ago that Google cracks with NSA battering rams. Your computer rams in, steals your codes, bank account info, steals everything you're doing, listens to everything, grabs it in real time, and they call it, it's a little Google car. Look, it's non-threatening, and it's a little trendy driving. Soon it'll be a robot car. Google already has robot cars in 7 states on the ground. And it's like, I'm trendy. I mean, again, it's all to be non-threatening, and it's running around as an NSA snooping machine. That's on record, Pastor. Isn't that what free countries have? No, I mean, search it. Google caught stealing passwords, breaking into computers with those trucks. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, well, you said that before, and we did check that out. But here's the thing, that when that car went down, when that car went by our house, our computer went down. But then we was able to bring it right back up.
Well, that's what they do when they put a snooping software on, is your computer goes down, and then when you reboot it, that's the command for the key loggers and everything else.
Oh, so I shouldn't have done that then.
Well, I mean, look, the crooks are watching you. I mean, the head of the CIA says it. It's illegal. They're doing it. They have weapons. They've got every agency arming to the teeth against us, armored pillboxes, total treason, torture chambers, re-education camps. The country went rogue. It went evil. It got taken over. Red alert, mayday.
Well,
but they get all these young punks and give them uniforms and guns, and they'll go out and spy on you. You know, the average moron driving the Google car, soon it won't even be a person. As I warned, the drones won't be people. The aircraft won't be people. Soon it won't even matter for all these idiots that are already being soft-killed. You know, the morons that drive those Google cars, and they only hire hippies to make it non-threatening. Literally, you know, they get, that's like, trendy. It's like Warren Buffett in every photo has an ice cream cone. It's meant to be non-threatening. Look, I have an ice cream cone. I'm nice. I'm not a big mafia monster that gets your tax money. I mean, you understand the psych warfare of this? Real enemies just don't wear black uniforms. That's to intimidate us from the police. Their real operatives walk around acting non-threatening. Do you understand that?
Right. Well, I know police officers here in my town. I have family that is in not so much law enforcement, but in, you know, like lawyers, judges, that sort of thing.
Sure. What do they say about the...
Well, they're actually keeping their mouth shut. And here's the thing... The town I live in...
I want to hear about this. I want to hear about this. Stay there. Starting at the end of the show today, we're going to have a data page linked on the front of Infowars.com that has the audio streams, links to our Ustream, our Justin TV, so you know where those links are. And we're not going to post this just when we go live. It's going to be there so everybody can bookmark it and find it. I'm going to say that again. Okay, because even if my own network doesn't know this, I'm going to say it again. For 2 weeks, we talked about this. There's going to be a page on InfoWars and Prison Planet that's going to say, continue, you know, Bilderberg 2012 coverage. It'll have the audio links, the links to our YouTube, the links to all our sites where we'll be live streaming, the links to our Twitter so you can find it. And then our latest articles, whatever those are, will be posted under that. And that's it. That's all it is. That's what it is. And it needs to be up there today. Okay, let's go ahead and go to Pastor in Ohio. So you're saying your own family won't tell you about it because they're in on the winning team? I mean, is that what I was getting as we went to break? That that this total preparation for war against us, all planned, the total destruction of America in the New World Order, and you're saying your own family, judges and lawyers, will not talk to you about it because they're part of the winning team. They're the collaborators, or you're saying they're so freaked out they won't talk about it?
No, it's not that they're freaked out. It's because they already know about it, and they are choosing to do nothing. And also, when we have our family get-togethers and things, whenever we have them, there are some, like some of our kids, we have 7 children, they're all grown through college and out on their own, but we have some of them that are actually catching on, because we have showed them proof of documents and things like that, and they're catching on. But, like, if one of them will mention, like, the Preppers show and things like that, they all get to laugh and everything, and then when I get to talking and start sharing things that, hey, look, you know, everybody should be doing this. Irregardless,
the media does that and picks goofy people to make it look stupid. And you know, I just feel sorry for all these people that have no idea. I mean, folks, I've studied history. We've got the worst case of tyranny growing I've ever seen. And if it gets full grown, it's going to make everything in history look tame, okay? This is total war. This is a total takeover. And what did the Romans and others do? When they totally took over, they would kill everybody. The open plan, look, your children are being targeted with bisphenol A, with lead, with mercury, with fluoride in the food, not just the water, with aspartame in all their candies, including the sugar ones. They're murdering you. They're murdering you. It's not funny to be a schmuck, a sucker, an idiot, a dupe. I can't believe my country. But again, they're in trances, sir. We've got to break them out. They're under spiritual delusion. You understand that.
Well, one of the things I wanted to tell you was, is our town now has, and has had now for about a year or a little more, one of those big black Bradley vehicles. They had it on TV. One of the policemen were retiring, and he, for his retirement gift, I guess it is, they took him for a ride in it. Well, they've been
it's all a script. It's always a non-threatening thing. Let the kids see it. Again, think of it as an occupying army. I've played declassified Army PSYOP. Just type in Army PSYOP film from the 60s. It's like from 1961 when they were helping the China, the French over there. And it's training films on how they occupy and what they do and PSYOPs they run. And this is it. You watch a training film to occupy Vietnam. This is what they do. Now, what's not in the training film is they blow stuff up and blame it on their enemies. And that's a false flag. That's in the classified Army manual captains and above get who are in special ops. And again, they feel like they're special because they blow stuff up. And I've had Army Special Forces try to set fires and blame it on me. Why? Because I was just trying to cover an urban warfare maneuver in Florida. This is the lawlessness of these people. Again, is Tuesday, the 29th day of May, 2012. Our amazing video is up at Infowars.com, and it's going mega viral right now. Drones shot down over Tejas, and it's our little drones. We're going to get professional ones out there. Well, these are semi-professional. They actually just have better cameras on them with the police systems, and we show you what this looks like. We toy with them at first. So that is up at Infowars.com. This is our protest, our free speech against the drones. We do not recommend anybody actually shoot real drones down themselves. We say that in the video, shoot them down politically. Look at this. I'm going to cover this more in a special video. We're going to shoot hurtling down the road today. If we have good internet, it'll be a live stream that we'll do at 4 o'clock today. How's that for multitasking? And we've got a Bilderberg page that's going to go up and is going to be updated continually. So you can find all the Ustreams, YouTube, Twitter, all of it in one spot. Our latest articles will be posted on there. The great folks at Infowars.com, Kurt Nemo, Aaron Dykes, Paul Watson, Steve Watson, all the crew there at the office, Darren McBreen, John Bound, Marcos Morales, Chris, do you want me to say your last name on air? I never really give you plugs. You know, all the other people that are part of the crew, they're all just doing an amazing job, and we couldn't do it without them. But continual Bilderberg coverage. I'm going to cover this more coming up in a Bilderberg boil down, because I had a lot of that news, actually. So much breaking, so much from my sources. I've got to vet some of it, double vet it, before I cover it. So there'll be a live stream today. If not, it'll be, we'll just tape it and upload it, and look for that at Infowars.com. And that will continually be updated at PrisonPlanet.com. In fact, there's a URL. What's the exact URL we created, guys? I want it to be like Infowars.com/Bilderberg. Is that it? Because that's going to be fantastic. Because, yeah, it's now. We're in Virginia. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So everybody can get that link. We're going to Twitter that link out to you. We'll have a link on there with the Bilderberg itinerary. All of it will be right there. But here it is. The Economist, the third industrial revolution, a 14-page report. This is basically nanotech printers. They call them 3D printers. This is how they're going to roll it out. It'll start very simple, but it's already there and get very, very complex. The problem is, talk about a new pollutant. Nanotech has been found in the brains of most cadavers. It's already in a lot of manufacturing processes. It's in food, heavily processed food. It's a very serious issue. We're going to be talking about that. And I'm going to be talking about this. Gifts from government boost Bain and other buyout firms. And it goes on to admit the Democrats are saying, leave Mittens Romney alone. Leave him alone. Leave the little darling alone. Because, well, he's just an angel cake, and all these Democrats are coming out and saying, leave him alone, because they're the folks taking over the private pension funds and, quote, saving them by leveraging them into derivatives, so everybody's pension, public and private, is tied into fraud, because they already stole them before, the globalists and the banks did, and government did. And so they're going to save them by mixing them into the derivatives, so everybody's so tied to this fraudulent system that there's no way to pull out, and then they... Then it gets even better. Then they start bailing all of this out with your tax money and holding everybody hostage. And that's out of USA Today. There you go. Infowars.com/Bilderberg2012.com. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That is the actual address for people that want to find all of that out. And it'll be hot linked, red linked up there with our drone video at Infowars.com. All right, more coming up in the transmission worldwide. Blasting on an XM 166, AM and FM dial, global shortwave, and internet streams at Infowars.com. I'm Alex Jones. Pray for us. We're going in, through, and beyond Bilderberg 2012.